Shut your fuck up.
I'll pay people.
Show your ass up wherever you want to, and I'll cut your throat.
Hey.
Lose this motherfucking number
right now. Fuck you, Satan.
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid cuttings. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my perfect.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it? It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room. When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings. I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance, fans watching around the world, live, it's time!
I'm bisexual, I'm fabulous!
Paulito, this is a show. Paulito, this is a show.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Are you offering a... Well, it must be your husband because you sound like a woman. You offering to do yards, lawn mowing?
Yes, 1 second, okay?
Obviously. I told you. I'll be a man, not a woman.
Hello?
Hey, guy. I see you do lawn service.
Yeah, did you see that off of Craigslist?
Yeah, I got...
My bad.
Shut up. I got a 3.5-acre ranch here. How much would you charge to come out and mow that motherfucker once a week?
Well, 3.5 acres.
Yeah.
I don't really know how much it would how long it would take with a push mower and a weed eater, to be honest with you. That's all I got right now.
Oh, shit, motherfucker. You don't have a riding mower?
Mm-mm.
I got one you can use.
I don't even have a...
You want to use mine?
I don't even have a ride mower.
Shut up. I got one you can use.
You got one I can use?
I got a nice one you can use. You can sit on it, use it, fuck on it, whatever you want. Yeah.
All right, where you live at?
I live at 128 Horse Machine Ranch Road. It's a brand new development. Where are you out of? You out of Rogersville? Where are you at?
Yeah, Sagornsville in Stanley Valley.
All right, that sounds good. I'm at the Horse Machine. It's that new development. They got all these 3.5-acre ranches out here. Horse Machine Ranch, did you hear about it? It's called Horse Machine Ranch Road.
I heard of it. hey, let me get a...
They had just broke ground not even 2 years ago. It's just fucking new.
I don't know how much I would really charge once a week. Now, I'll be honest with you, it'll vary every week because I got a job at TRW. and I have three on, three off, so it won't be like a consistent day every week, but it'll be sometime a week.
Yeah, if it's once every 7 days, fuck yeah. Yeah, man.
You said Horse Machine Road?
Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Yeah.
And that's in Rogersville?
Yeah, it's where all those brand new ranches that they built here, that I got one of them. I got one of the first 10 of them.
First 10, do what?
Yeah, I have 20 acres, but I only need about 3.5 mowed. Everything else is trees. It's all woods for hunting.
What are you close to?
You know where that Walmart's is? The new Walmart's?
The new Walmart's? You know what that's it? He said the new Walmart?
Walmart's.
Okay, so if I was coming, okay, so you're in Rogersville.
Yeah.
So if I was coming towards Walmart, would I go, okay, tell me how to get to your place from Walmart.
Oh, let's see. Because I actually moved here myself from New York. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I gotta kind of think here. Hang on. Now we're talking about it's the big Walmarts over there, and there's a McDonald's. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know where McDonald's and at Walmart is.
You know where is that Main Street right there?
Main Street.
Yeah, right there by the Walmarts.
Yeah.
There, you take that up. You take that up and keep going, and then it becomes how do you guys pronounce it here? Burham Pike? Yeah. And then there's all these acres along the river. I got a 25-acre ranch machine out here. And it says really big sign. It says, "You are at Horse Machine Ranch." And it says, "Established 2014.
Is it across the bridge?
No, you don't cross the bridge to get over here. Over the river, the one for the river, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, before that. But you turn before that, and it's all, you know where all those woods are? The highway cuts through it and everything, that Highway 11?
Yeah, you can go down, I think you can go right next, it's right next to Sonic Burham is.
Yep. That's the motherfucker right there. Yeah. Now listen, I want to make sure that you're not. I had this this Mexican guys, I guess, that were over here. You know, I came to find out. First of all, he wasn't Mexican; he was Brazilian. I came to find out that was the first thing. And second of all, he was having sex with my animals, and they were filming it. He was having women come and have sexual contact with my animals here, my horses and stuff. And my dog, and they were filming it, I guess, and they were putting it on the internet and selling it.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
All right, they were doing what they call a live webcam shows with animals, fucking the animals, and like they had my horse was fucking this woman in from behind, like it's a pony that I got. And she was, this woman was fucking the pony with her, fucking vagina was out and everything. She had like a big vagina, and the horse was behind her fucking her really hard. And filled her all up with like horse semen and all this. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
And then
you want me to come out your yard?
Then my dog, they had this guy, I have a female dog, a collie, and they just fucked her. That's how I found out, because my collie, her name's Dolly, and she was just acting weird, and I was like, what's wrong, Dolly? And then I started checking my security cameras, and yeah, I caught them. They were fucking my dog. The guy was fucking my dog in her pussy, in her dog vagina. Okay, yeah. I was just trying to get out of that. So, yeah, that's your first time listening to the show. That's how the show goes. I'm Carlito, the host of Madhouse Radio. Matt, and you can go to madhouseradiomachine.com. That's my website. I'm also on the Prank Call Nation. That's at prankcallmachine.com. And be sure to subscribe to the podcasts at prankmachinepodcast.net. Thank you. Next call. Someone is collecting robots and erector sets. Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic... Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
All right, no answer there. Moving on. We got a set of four S10 Chevy Blazer, Chevy S10 aluminum wheels, 15-inch. Set of Ford 101 16-inch double bottom plows. Plows. We'll call them about their plow. Yeah, hey. I see you got a set of aluminum wheels for sale.
Yes.
All right, and you also got some plows.
Yes.
How big is plows?
They're 16-inch.
Yeah? Okay. All right. He hung up really quick when he heard that. Oops. Oops. Brothers, sisters, dunnies. Some come around when they need some money. Others make us laugh like the Sunday funnies. Fan be around whether you pay the bump. Hello? 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 Nope. I fucked up with him. Advice of taking Bronco. Fellas be under some type of spell like crack smoke. Ghetto Cinderella's lead them right to your stack loaf. Just another way a chick will lead to your end. Yeah, hi. I see that you're looking for some banana trees.
Yeah.
Did you find your banana trees or are you still looking for banana trees?
I found some.
Oh, yeah, man. Because I got a lot of banana trees here. I'm trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, no, I don't need them anymore.
I have plantain trees also. Plantains?
Yeah. No, I don't think I need any of those.
I have papaya trees?
Yeah, I don't need any of those either.
You stupid motherfucker, you.
Okay.
You can't help me out, motherfucker? Huh? You can't help me out? Alright, cool. The friends said. Listen, so apparently, and I had almost forgotten. There was a an autistic gaming girl was on Twitch. God bless her. She was really cute, actually. Not that I'm like into her or not. She seemed very cute and very nice. But she was doing like a call-in show. I called in playing my... That pissing right there you guys just heard. I had almost forgotten about this whole thing, but she gave like this shocked fucking look on the video feed. And she's like, oh my god, like kind of like that. If anyone has a copy of that video, I really would love to see that. After I did it, I felt so bad. Poor girl was just trying to do a little show for herself. Working on any self-esteem problems or something, and I call in. She was getting trolled a lot that night, and I'm surprised I got through, but I did. And yeah, that's what I did. I just played. I was like, "Hey, how you doing?" She's like, "Okay, how are you?" And I just started playing the pissing, and it lasted like a long time. Like she let it keep going. Yeah, excitement. Pissing with your friends. Pissing with your friends.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, buddy, come on. Let's be friends. Before we go any further, I'm sorry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You don't know anyone else that's planting, like, bananas or plantain trees? I mean, how did you get into it? What did you need them for? You just...
Ask the way you talked earlier, dude. I don't even want to talk to you, man. Sorry.
But why? Come on. Please help me. All right. He don't want to talk to me. All right. I didn't even just love the audio of that. I just remember her... your jaw dropping hearing it, but she let it keep going.
Don't be silly.
All right, for sale, mini Rex bunnies.
Nice neighborhood I move into. You guys will get crack.
Hang on, let me look up and see what mini Rex bunnies are.
Negro humor always escaped me.
The most powerful, the most mysterious.
Okay, they look like any fucking bunny rabbit to me, so whatever. I bet you anything they got these as gifts for the kids for Easter, and it's been a month and a half, 2 months, and now they're like, oh, you know what? They stink and they shit, and they stink and piss. We don't want to put them outside. Ew, they're not cute anymore. They're not little baby bunnies. That's exactly what happened. Watch. I'll ask them.
Where he wanted to be alone to pursue his.
It's been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
While conducting a secret experiment, who foolishly wander alone.
It's been forwarded.
All right, well, let's continue then. Someone has a dog that went missing. All right, I won't be mean or nothing. Well, we'll see if they found him yet. And if not, then we'll just be like, oh, that sucks, you know?
If you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help.
We're sorry.
I'll try again. I won't let it ring that long this time. Real cool, and some mistake of kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends. All right, never mind. All right, we have a person who has a few saddles for sale. Double black leather 16-inch saddle with matching bridle. And breast collar, actually. Only ridden like 2 times. Would make a beautiful show saddle. Asking $200 OBO for the whole set machine. I also have a beautiful tooled 15-inch bighorn saddle. Yeah, that's the one women can put their big pussies on it. Get fought and fuck it.
You became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one against the world. Talking on the telephone.
It feels good for women to ride horses. They like it.
You was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common.
A mailbox belonging to...
Laddie is gone. Nope. To say, well, if she took a all right, let's go to the next machine. Another lie. And now you... Before we go someone is in need of a running washing machine that will last a long time for a good price.
Hey, Melinda, Brandon.
Trying again.
I'm sorry, but the person you called...
Oh, well. We got someone looking for Dollywood passes. Yeah. I guess this is the area where Dollywood's at. Without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no
trial. Have the top dollar. Imagine everybody... I'm sorry, but the person you called has voicemail box that has not...
Oh well, never mind. Let's call. We're gonna call Branson, Missouri. So we could just call Dollywood, or a call regarding Dollywood. All right.
to witness me the paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. I'm on the exchange.
Thank you for calling Casey in downtown Branson. Tony, how may I help you?
Hey, Big Tony, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. My name is Bruce. I'm calling from Casey's General Store corporate office.
Hello.
Hi. We haven't received any transactions over the wire here in the last 24 hours. I'm assuming you guys have had at least one sale the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Shit.
You talking about like a credit card or something?
Yeah.
Debit cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've gotten them.
Oh, man. Do you know where the breaker box is, the power breaker box?
Power breaker corporate. They said they haven't gotten no transactions. Yeah, the breaker box?
Yeah, you know where that is?
Yeah, it's back here.
All right, can you go? There's a backup system that'll bypass that so the store itself won't lose power. But I need you to, can you flip all the switches in that so we can reset the credit card system, and then I'll let you know once it comes back up from here.
Yeah, just a second. Hold on.
Thanks. And I need you just to go 1, 2, 3, 4 as you go down.
Hello?
Yes.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Rex.
Okay.
Calling from the corporate office IT department. We need a breaker reset, and then the store itself doesn't lose any power because it's you guys are on the backup system outside.
Okay.
This will actually.
So do you know which ones I need to turn off?
You just need to go. We're going to do all of the small ones going down, up and down. I just need you to one of you guys to yell 1, 2, 3, 4. Until you get to the end, and then go ahead and turn them back up from one.
Okay, we have like all kinds of breakers over here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the ones to the pumps and the lights to the store and outside the store?
Should be the one that handles the inside of the store and the pumps. Yeah, the pumps one. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah, we have a small breaker for that one that has all the. Uh-huh. The pumps, the outside lights, and inside lights.
Might as well do those two just to be sure, because sometimes they wire the credit card system to that side, depending on how much voltage is available coming into that feed.
Okay.
To that leg. But regardless, the backup system kicks in, you know, in less than a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, there's only two that's facing the opposite way, so I guess I could just...
Yeah.
Do it that way. Okay, so just go ahead and start turning them off then?
Yeah, and just tell me 1, 2, 3, 4 until you get to the last one.
Okay, now, and there's two sides to it, so go work my way down to one side and then do the other side?
And then to the top again on the other side and go work yourself down, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm watching.
Okay,
for you, yep.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm going to do the other side.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That was the one. The last one. Did it.
Lost Travis Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash.
Yay. The villa houses for the crew. How we do. Hang on. Let me get some waters. We'll call back in a few. Let's just let them power back up. And I guess I need to get a phone signal back. History's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding trips to Paris. Well, let me call the cafe across the street and then call this. Actually, no, there's is Denny's Auto Service open right now? I doubt it, but I'll call Denny's Auto Service and make an order for food. Let's see if I could do that. I doubt they're open yet. I'll have to make a note of this and do it during the day.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name.
As I suspected. All right, let's try the Windy City Cafe right across the street. See if they're open. We won't land. Keep on scrambling, because you can have all the chips.
still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I
put you have four country
links. No thing is jealousies or be felony. Strictly. All right, I think enough time has passed. Let's call that General Store Machine. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck? So all their shit did shut off. I free all Yeah, Jeff, I see you turned all the breakers back on, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, all your stuff is coming through now. It's wonderful, beautiful. And did the battery backup kick in?
I don't think so, because when all of my, I turned everything off, nothing came back on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything stayed off.
Were there any customers at the pump or anything? Anything bad happened?
No.
Oh, thank God, thank God. All right. About how long did that power outage go for?
Well, I turned it off for like, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 seconds, and then nothing ever came back on.
Well, yeah, and this is my fault, and I handled this wrong, and I'm the one that's going to get in trouble for this, but it's my responsibility to, yeah, I guess what happens, you guys have dairy, I guess? You have any dairy there in your coolers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're spoiled. They're out of code now, basically. That's long enough for them to be out of code, unfortunately. We don't have to throw them out. Can you guys perhaps put up a sign in front of like the where the milk is? And do you have any cheese or lunch meats there?
I think we do, yeah.
Yeah, cancel any of the cheese or lunch meats, any of the milk, and any ice cream is okay because it's frozen. You get an extra hour, so that's okay.
Those are complex, I don't know.
The milk, and if anyone tries to buy milk, you're going to have to let them unfortunately know that the milk can't be sold because it's bad.
Okay.
All right, do you guys usually sell a lot of milk at this time?
I don't know about. Well, sometimes we'll sell a few, but
yeah.
So what am I supposed to tell my boss? Well, I mean, am I supposed to let him know that all the milk's bad?
Yeah, and he'll get a call from my boss tomorrow, and he'll probably give him some information so you guys can replace that milk with milk that you can sell. Don't take it off the shelves because that scares people.
Yeah.
You know, it can scare people. We're just gonna say that, unfortunately. Due to a technical failure, the dairy, anything in dairy is, so again, in case you don't remember, it's milk, lunch meats, and cheeses. Any cheese that you sell there.
Okay.
This doesn't affect any prepackaged sandwiches. Those are fine. This doesn't affect ice cream. So just again, milk, any bottled milk, any sliced cheese or, do you have like those Cracker Barrel cheese sticks or anything like that?
We have like the Kobe Jack cheese.
Yeah, and the Monterey Kobe Jack one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cracker Barrel ones. Yeah, those can't go. All right, so just sliced or ready to eat cheese, no. And milk, any liquid milk, cold, you know, milk, no. And any lunch meat just in a package, like any Oscar Mayer, any bologna, any ham like that. Yeah. No, okay. but if it's in a sandwich or something like that, or anything else, no problem.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, this is Rex?
Yeah, Rex.
Okay, and you're from corporate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, let my boss know.
All right, hey, thanks, no problem, buddy. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Alrighty.
Alright, bye.
Thanks. Alright, cool. Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine. If I ruled the world.
Still living for today, in these last days and times. If I ruled the world. God damn. Imagine that. I'm sorry to be such a pain, but yeah, man, I can't, I gotta be honest. Yeah, guys, 15 seconds, it goes out of code. It's more like an hour, I think. I think it's an hour for the refrigerated and two for ice cream. I remember because I worked grocery stores and I had a past test in one of the questions because in Florida you get hurricanes. power went off and the if there wasn't there wasn't a generator at the location or it didn't kick in. Yeah, it was bad. But you could put ice. We could put ice in the cooler, and we were covered. If a cooler failed, you could put ice in it. I bet we would fill it up with bags of ice, every inch of that section where milk was. But when it was like an entire milk case, it happened once, I remember. But it's a lot of money. That milk case cooler dies down, man. That's a lot of fucking money. And you can't move the stuff to the freezer because you can't thaw it out like that. That's a big loss for the store right there. That could be almost an entire, a big majority of a week's revenue for a store. That could throw them off. Could even throw a store off for the quarter. Goes bad enough if it affects the meat section and shit like that. But after hurricane, the store would, if a hurricane did happen, when they happened, I remember, they would just write it off to the insurance company. Insurance would cover it. It was in the news in Florida after the three hurricanes of 2004. Three hurricanes in 2 months. A lot of those grocery stores were trying to get away with a little bit of fraud with claiming insurance on the food that actually would not have expired, but was, you know what I mean? Happened a few times. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I just remember for sure that after Charlie, which was the first one, it was the first hurricane and major storm to hit the Central Florida area in decades. There was just an unnatural lull in them coming through. And Charlie was the strongest of a string of three that came through back to back to back. Charlie was the strongest and the fastest one that came through. So during the period of time, those decades in between when, you know, the last major hurricane had happened and this Charlie event, the state of Florida was way different. It was built up times upon times upon times. The population is bigger times upon times bigger. A lot of people from up north and stuff. Anyway, so yeah, the store that was in my neighborhood, one of my good friends, Patrick, he was the produce manager there. And the day after the storm, I had nothing to do, so I went to the store up there. And they were open, but had lost power. The generator kicked in, but for some reason it didn't cover the coolers or the freezers. It just covered a few of the lights and the registers. So they were able to sell shit, but had to completely close down and throw out all the meat, all the fucking, a lot of the produce, all the meat, and all the dairy and shit. And all the frozen food was a loss. It was all taped off and yellow caution tape. That whole wide section was just like, they were like, fuck it, just tape it off, don't sell it. And I went there, and he was like, yeah, man, I've been here for hours. I just came in because there's nothing to do at home. They said, come in. We had to throw away all the fucking meat because the manager's pissed. He's going to lose his job because the generator didn't kick in like it was supposed to. Yeah, anyway. That store later got closed down. About a year later, that store actually got shut down. And I bet you one of the main reasons was because of that big fucking blunder. It was pretty new. I mean, that store was less than... That Winn-Dixie store lasted like 5 years on that corner, and now it's just an empty fucking shell right there. Come with me now. Yeah, it was built in a very poor location. It was convenient for me because I live right around there, but...
That's cool.
Anyway, hey, enough about that. Blah, blah, blah. You know me, I get a little talky-talky. Let's call... As well as comfort. I don't know. Let's see if there's any diners up in Branson, Missouri that might be open.
Of course, my friend. What happened to you, hand?
There's the Hard Look Diner. They're open until 8. Missouri, I think that's closed. Yeah, that's closed right now.
Fish. Food.
think this is like one of those dead towns.
Well,
it's been dead on a Sunday. It's very religious-y. Yeah, I think everything looks closed.
I'll save you.
Thank you. Uptown Cafe open till 11. All right, this should be open still then.
The people have only... Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling because I'm in town on a, you know, on the convention, the homos convention.
All right.
Regardless, so we're looking for like somewhere to eat on a Sunday night here, and everything is like freaking closed. Like we're just looking for like a diner. Like, what do you guys have diner food?
We do.
There's 10 of us, and we'll pay good, and we're good tippers, because we fit that demographic.
We open till 11.
All right. Is there, like, does this town, like, shut down on Sunday at 6 o'clock or something?
Pretty much.
God damn it, motherfucker, right? What kind of stuff you sell there and shit?
We have basic food.
Basic food?
Basic diner food.
Can I make an order then? Excellent. That's exactly what we're looking for. Can I make an order?
Can you make an order?
Order, yeah, order.
Okay.
All right. One eggs?
We don't have breakfast.
Shit. All right, one meat.
What?
One meat.
One meat?
Mm-hmm. Damn. It clanged with the fucking vortex echo.
Those rights which I choose to give them. And that's for their own good. Believe me.
I do too.
That was crazy, man.
They disappoint me.
They beamed us over here to MF2 Immortal.
But the prisoner.
Yes. The young traitor who is trying to turn my people against me. Watch
him. I have special plans
for that one.
Good evening,
Captain.
Can I help you?
Yes, hi. Can I make an order, please?
What?
One meat, hot meat. Did it again.
Or even a reef from arm dupes on some beef crap. I suggest a change of diet. It can lead to high blood pressure if you fry.
All right, let's get the fuck out of Branson, fucking dead city, man. It ain't no starting back once arteries start to squeeze. Take the easy way. I'd rather go to Vegas. Be talking abalone in the bullpen. So disgusting, part himself as I discuss this. They talk of wealth of shit and ain't never seen the justice. Bust this like a cold milk from out the toilet. Two batteries, some Brillo, and some four here, boil it. You'd be better off in PC glued. And it's a feud, so don't be in no TV mood.
Hey, Paul, Ruth Dynamis.
Hey, boy, I'd like to make an order.
All right, what can I get for you?
All right, one eggs.
It's only dinner right now. We stopped serving breakfast before.
Fuck. Fucking shit. Okay, one meat.
What kind of meat you thinking?
Hot meat.
Need a little bit more specific than that.
Like, cooked, seasoned hot meat.
What type of meat? Have you looked at the menu at all?
Animal meat.
You want to take a look at the menu maybe and call us back?
Do you have any, any fowl, any birds?
There is.
Okay, bird meat then.
All right, you want to look at the menu here? Give us a call back?
Can you show it to me right now?
It's online at RuthDiner.com.
Yeah, but I have a camera on my phone and I have the viewer. Go ahead, I'm watching. I put you on speakerphone.
Okay, go ahead.
I got no way to do that from here, man. You'd have to go online to take a look at the menu.
Turn on your camera. Your camera button?
All right, I'm on a rotary phone.
You have a camera
button?
Not a
cell phone you called.
No.
No, So if you want to go online, look at the menu there and give us a call back.
Do you have a cell phone yourself? Do you have Snapchat or anything?
I don't.
Do you have a Snapchat account?
I don't, man.
Do you have a Skype account?
Nah.
Do you have a
We'll be waiting for you to give us a call back here.
You have a Facebook account. Facebook Messenger has a video chatting app.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. This is a way of saying hip.
Drop dead joints, hit the whips like bird shit. They need it like a hole in their head or a
The funny thing is, as he's asking me if I have the menu, I do have the menu right in front of me the whole time on my computer screen. I'm just being I'm ignorant. Alright, let me read it. Let's see what I'll order. Chinese chicken. Cobb. Chicken cashew. They got chicken cashew and it's got a picture of a flamingo next to it. Alright, I'm gonna ask for the flamingo. Flamingo chicken cashew.
Who cares? Enough about me. It's about the beats, not about the streets and who food he about to eat. A ramen cannibal who's dressed to kill and cynical. Whether it's an animal, vegetable, or mineral, it's a miracle how he gets so lyrical and proceed to move the crowd like an old.
Diana, this is Reagan. How may I help you?
Hey, big fat Reagan. I'd like to make an order, please.
I apologize, sir, but I can't take your order.
Why not?
Who is this?
Oh, it's Eddie. I need to order a salad, please.
Oh. Okay. What salad?
I want the flamingo chicken cashew.
Cashew chicken.
No, flamingo. It has flamingo in it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Do you have the menu there?
No, I don't.
Can you grab
Hold on, one second.
I want to show you fucking shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Do you see where the salads are?
Yep.
Do you see there's flamingo chicken cashew?
That's a brand new one. Chinese.
This says it has flamingo, fresh roasted flamingo, apples, grapes, celery, green onions, and cashews tossed with a Dijon mayonnaise.
Cashew chicken salad.
This is flamingo. It has a picture of the flamingo. It says flamingo chicken cashew.
It has a flamingo in front of it.
Yeah, that means it has flamingo.
Yeah.
I've never eaten flamingo before. I'm really interested in seeing if it tastes like chicken or what. All right. All right, is it the sandwich then? I'd like the flamingo southern fried sandwich. Southern fried flamingo sandwich.
Okay.
The grilled Parmesan flamingo polenta.
Okay.
Roasted red pepper hummus with flamingo.
Okay.
Flamingo fried steak. Flamingo ribeye steak.
Okay.
Teriyaki flamingo vegetable stir fry. And then the fresh asparagus and flamingo farfalla pasta.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then, before you go, how many fingers can you shove up there, up your asshole?
Okay, who is this?
Have you ever tried sticking a finger back there sometime?
No, never once, actually.
Oh, you ever had a guy do it for you?
Oh, my God.
I'll do it. While I eat you out, I'll do it while I eat you out. I'll put a finger down in your butt.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, as long as you're clean and you shit like evacuated recently.
Spiritual for a mill, do a commercial for Mellow Yellow. Tell them devil's hell no, say y'all on jello. We hollered krills, she swallowed pills. He followed flea, collared $3 bills and screwed for Halalville. If y'all a pill, dig the real. It's how the big ballers deal. Twirl a L after every meal.
Stupid. Flamingo bullshit.
What up? To all rappers, shut up what you're shutting up and keep a shirt on, at least a button up. Yuck, is the rhymers are stripping nails. Out of work jerks since they shut down Chippendales. They chipping nails, doom, chipping scales. Let alone the pre-orders,
I need numbers.
This one goes out to all my people, skipping bail, dipping jail, whipping tail and sipping ale. Like the doobie till it glow like a ruby. After which they couldn't find the villain like Scooby. He's in the lab on some old Buddha monk shit.
overproof drunk. All right, so I'm looking at the redneck classifieds, the redneck American classifieds, which Mrs. Morgan shared with me in the past, and she reminded me, hey, if you need numbers, don't forget that. So I'm looking at that now. That's right. Great. All right. I love calling motherfuckers shit to sell them, you know? Shit for sale. Seems to be what I do a lot of now lately, these years.
I strive to be humble, lest I stumble, never sold a jumble.
Hello?
We're either on the other line or...
Fuck you. Someone's gonna 88 Suburban for sale. Yeah.
I'm chicken with some mumbo sauce. Stay in it. Working on the way that we can roll away tenant. Some say the price of holding heat is often too high.
Hello, you got a Suburban for sale?
Yes.
Is it your man or you?
It was my father's.
Oh, but okay, so isn't that like your husband selling it? I have to talk to you about it?
No, you can talk to
me. I should talk to your husband?
My son is in charge of my that car.
Oh, yeah, because you're just a woman. You don't understand.
Oh, I do, too. What is it you want to know?
No, that's okay, honey. Where's your son? Can you wake him up?
If you give me your number, I'll call you.
Where's he at?
He's at his house.
You think he's in his room masturbating? Right now? Okay. Either be in a coffin or you be the new guy. Her connection sucks. Your connection sucks, lady. Comes down to you and I. You hear me? Why are you picking up again? There. Now she's gone. A lot of niggas wish to die. Pick back up again. Need to hold their horses. It's bigger fist. You get a double wide. That must go. Double wide. 10 and a half Tim's is made to kick your bumper clock. Still got Dan in the crescent.
God's presence is thick, unlike vapor. Extra roll, extra roll. Word to the baker. We're having a great day here at Palm Harbor Home with Brian Beck. Currently, all of them.
Too much makeup. Whatever. Poor music taste. 10 years from being grown up. Rappers don't blow up. Volkswagen Jetta for sale? No phone. I'm a Sonic addict. I used to think it was merely a nagging habit. Sucks. I really wanted to do that double one call. I'm serious about this curse of mine. I strive to flip it. Somebody with a brand new John Deere lawnmower.
Oh.
Hey, you got a brand new John Deere lawnmower?
Who is that?
Oh, it's Billy.
Billy?
Yeah.
Well, who is Billy? Oh, you saw my ad?
Yeah, you got a new John Deere lawnmower with a bagger?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Did you ever use the lawnmower?
Nope.
Why not? What happened? Are you a girl?
No, I'm brand new.
You're brand new?
It's brand new, and I didn't want to mess with it.
Why not? Are you stupid?
Because I'm most of it.
You
shut
what?
The fuck up.
Hey, you shut up, motherfucker. You don't talk to me like that. Hey. All right, I finally let him go. He was just sitting there. Oh, it's a home phone. Now it's going to be off the hook. Bob Vance, I don't have a... dial tone, buddy. I'd have a dial tone sound effect. Brad never shared it with me because he doesn't care about me. He doesn't care for me or how good my show does or helping out me. So tell me why shouldn't it? We got a 2008 Escalade. Asking 23.9 for it. That's too much for a 2000. There's only one beer left. Rappers fuck out of here. Like we're deaf. Get some head by the side.
photograph a derriere red to wide load. This yard bird tastes like fried toad. Turn love villain. Take pride in cold words. Crooked eye.
Hello? 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 Root?
Nerd geek with a cold heart.
Picked up, said nothing. Let's call the John Deere guy back again. Maybe he'll pick up now.
No, he's not too fly to ski. And a squeeze of eye, a squeeze of thigh. Maybe give her curves a feel. The same way she feel it when he flow with nerves of steel.
He left his phone off the hook.
Whatever happened to 2 and 3? I heard try to slide with 4 and 5 and got caught. Like, what you doing, chief? Don't make him have to get cutting like truancy. Matter of fact, not for nothing. Right now, you and me, looser than a pair.
All right.
I hope you bought your spare tweeters. MC sound
Ford Expedition for sale.
Dancing like redhead kingpin. Doom came to do the thing again. No matter who be blinging, he do it for the smelly hubbies. Seems know what time it is. You can do it, even if you can sell it.
Thank you for calling Gullo Ford Mercury of Conroe. You have reached us. That's normal business.
Really? That kind of racket?
Run the cash and you won't get a wet sweatshirt. The mic is the shoddy. Nobody moves, nobody get hurt.
5-year-old black Angus bull. Now this has to be a guy selling this shit.
Everybody on the floor. A whole string of jobs like we on tour. Every night on a score. Coming to your corner store.
I'm over Angus. Angus is... That's been shit on that brand. That not that brand, but that specific style of meat. I don't know, for lack of a better term, style.
Angus beef, Angus beef.
Back in the day, Angus beef meant something. Hey, boy, how you doing? You got a black Angus? You got a black Angus bull?
Yes, I do.
All right. How come he's getting rid of him? He's got a problem with his balls?
Do what?
Does he got problems? Is that why you get rid of him, or what's going on?
No, I don't want him interbreeding with his granddaughters.
Oh, yeah, because he'll probably try to fuck them, right?
Yeah, and he's sold anyways.
Oh, shit, motherfucker. Why'd you do that, you fucking asshole?
Hey.
What?
You piece of shit.
No, you're a piece of shit for selling that motherfucking bull.
Hey, show your ass up wherever you want to, and I'll cut your throat.
All right, motherfucker. I'd like to see you try before I break your head. I'll bust you in the chop.
You're one kind of screwed up idiot.
I'll
get off the damn phone.
I'll give you a heart attack before you see me. You want it? Oh, man. Show your ass, motherfucker. Goddamn motherfucker.
But just in case.
Hello?
Now you
keep...
You've reached 713-252.
All right, never mind.
Start snapping. Oh, yeah, sure. Ladies and gentlemen, I am risking my life...
We got some heifers for sale. Black Brangus. I'm guessing Angus, maybe. Heifers. This is in a different area code, so it's not the same guy.
Right, leadhead.
Hi. I'll try again.
Oh, I should have realized. We must look like freaks to them.
Relax, mister. Just do your thing. Boy, I'll bang your read out here for you.
I knock it off, Ben.
What's the matter?
Oh, man.
Nope.
I tripped a lot out here in the woods lately. Whenever I...
Here's some more Carl Sanders video blog.
Whenever I'm expecting a lot of company, haven't had a lot of company in a long time, but if I were expecting some, I'd whip up a really substantial meal. You see how strong I am? From eating all this stuff. Good healthy meal like this.
Now that's what they call...
There you go.
Soul food.
Now you got black-eyed peas...
All right, I'm trying to get... I don't have numbers right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Poke buds.
I come up with a dandy glass of this...
Antonio Floni.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
All right.
I need to know if you have part of the floor, the floor parts, the floors.
What do you mean floor part?
You know the part that goes on the bottom? When you do the floor?
Are you on the lineman?
Not the lineman, you know. I don't know what the lineman is. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know what you...
You know you put the floor down on the ground?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it goes so down. You go down.
You put the glue down?
You put it down where it goes down, down.
On the fillet or the pudding or something, I mix up some herbs and I come up with a dandy glass of this bicarbonate of fig leaf. That'll set me free, I'll tell you.
Edible wrappers may be in grocery stores.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones en español, marque 3. For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach department for information on delivery, transferring to hardware and tools, please hold.
Harder. Yeah, hey, you got that machine?
Yeah, I have that machine. What machine are you looking for?
The main machine.
The what?
Main machine.
I don't know what that is.
The main machine that we use. It goes, it has the button and it goes. This foot, they're assholes at this point. Damn. I'm gonna call different Lowe's. Fuck their attitude.
Good evening, Hardware. How can I help you?
Hey, what's your name? Har?
Hardware, yes.
You said, good evening, Hardware. Har, can I help you? What? You said it funny. You messed up. That was funny. I need to find the machine. I need to get the machine. Hello?
I'm listening.
Yeah. Can you tell me if you have this machine?
What do you need?
The machine.
What machine?
The main machine. It's the main machine that gets used. It goes. You push a button and it goes?
I don't have the machine.
Well, what do you have then? What kind of machine then?
I have different machines.
Like what?
I don't know, sander.
A culo.
Culo también.
You have a culo? Yep. Culo machine? Do you have a puta machine? Your mom, is she there?
Maybe yours. Or your sister.
Your mom's a puta machine. I walk in inside the house, I close the door, and the puta fucks me, and I come out. And it's
your mom and your sister and your daughter. And say, listen, they did a good blowjob for me.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Well,
very much it was cheap too.
Your mother has a black pussy. Oh, I didn't get the hang up song there.
I think that about covers all of the natural food here. Now then, I have to go.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach it. For information on delivery, transferring to hardware and tools, please hold.
Dwight called, or we got a failed connection?
Still feel like charging me for that meal?
One look at his featureless.
He's again Hardware.
One look.
Yeah, I'm sorry that it came to that. I'm sorry, but please, can
I? Not a problem. Not a problem.
All right. Can I give you the part number?
If you give me a minute, because I have another customer. Hold on.
What a customer saying? What? A culo.
Yes, thanks for holding.
Oh, okay. Can you look up the item number?
Okay, let me get a check up here. Hold on.
Hurry up. God damn it. Hey, god damn it.
God damn it, shit, fuck.
Alright, we're on a call. My pussy. Clay, they were making keys, buddy. It was a key maker machine. That's it. Go on right now. They're doing the second pass with it. I used to run one. That's a job I had. It's real easy to make the fucking keys.
This is Jesse. Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was supposed to speak to that Hispanic man about the item he was going to look up for me.
What item was it, sir?
It's 4-3-4-5-2-0.
4-3-4-5-2-0?
Yeah, model number OW85120.
Okay, one minute. I'll look it up right now. Seasoning and sauces. We do have them.
What brand is that?
That. Give me 1 minute.
Look, man, the time, please, the time. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
It's a Carolina style barbecue seasoning.
That's not the right one, then. I have a different one, then.
So that's the item number you gave me.
Well, that's not the brand I'm looking for. I'm looking at here, so your computers are wrong again, you know?
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, 4-3-4-5-3-9.
5-3-what?
9. Don't get snippy with me. Lower your voice.
I'm not getting snippy with you, sir.
Okay,
I'm just
well,
your question.
Preemptively, before you do, I'm asking you. Because if that's not snippy, then I don't want to hear you being snippy. You don't want to hear me react to you. You don't want to hear me react to you being snippy.
I'm just answering to your question.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
And I do have the item in stock, too. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I need to know the brand.
It's a Carolina-style barbecue sauce.
No, it's not. is to rub some.
Anything else I can help you with?
It should say rub some butt, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. How much of that do you think I need to rub on your mother's butt before I go fuck her?
I don't know. Come and find out.
Okay, I will. That question was for the
other
guy.
Look for me.
Well,
look for me.
If your mother's not there, it's a waste of my time.
Look for me. Look for me.
To ensure his safety. As years passed,
hey.
He became even more bitter and angry, burning with vengeance against the world.
Dwight, hey.
Amidst hidden scrolls,
hey.
He found what he'd been seeking.
Hey, I think I'm unfairly being accused of masturbating in the dew drop in the bathroom.
I didn't do it.
And there he has remained, scheming.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Mad campaign.
For information on delivery.
Go ahead, Dwight. Same place, same department.
Please hold.
All right.
Don't make a big deal about it. I warn you, Doom. You've gone too far. Yeah. Do it, Doom. Get your machine. Get your machine.
Oh, all right, we gotta call a different one.
Darker than the East River, larger than the Empire
State. That's awesome.
State,
I didn't know it said that.
The barbed wire gate is on the
well, anyway, you may be saying about
shut
now.
Shut up, Carl Sanders.
I warn you, Doom. You've gone too far. Yeah, do it, Doom. Get your machine. Get your
little things with me sometimes.
Darker than the East River, larger
make me
than the
happy.
Empire State. With
you see that big ass fight that happened down in Waco? Not my
fate. Waco, Texas?
Yeah.
No, what happened?
Big fucking gang fight down there between three gangs, different biker gangs.
Oh, wow, yeah?
Yeah, 9 people dead.
Were the plump cunts involved?
I don't know. They didn't name, the guy didn't name the gangs, but I guess they started fighting in a restaurant and went outside and
wow,
they
man.
Started beating each other up, shooting at each other, and the cops said, fuck that, and started shooting at them.
Thank you for calling.
Let a bunch of them up. Nova should know what went down. He's right down in that area, I think.
Hardware.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking for an item.
Okay, what type of item?
The item number is 132-864.
132-864. It's in a 12-inch adjustable wrench.
Yeah, I need it in metric, though.
That's actually a special order, actually.
A special order?
So we won't even have it in the... Yes.
Oh, well, hang on a second here. You don't... What do you got in stock? I just need one of the metric crescent wrenches.
Let me transfer you to the tools department.
Okay. Keep the echo on for me if you could. Or put it on.
Okay.
Tools.
Yeah, listen, I'm looking for a crescent wrench, one of the metrics.
What is that now?
A crescent wrench. I'm looking for a metric crescent wrench. I was told I need one.
A metric crescent wrench? There's
yeah.
no such thing.
What do you mean?
There's no such thing on a crescent wrench to be metric or standard.
I thought it was just like the wrenches. There was the metric and the regulars, the Americans.
On a crescent wrench? No.
Oh. Okay, well, I need one. I'm going to buy it, and can you bring it over to the men's restroom?
Who is this?
Well, my name is Dwight. I lost my ring down the toilet. I was using the toilet, and I went to wash my hand,
right,
and I knocked
over,
it in
over,
there.
Yeah.
And I'm taking it off the base now.
Over on aisle 16, we have plungers. I'll go ahead and let you use one.
What? And I don't want to plunge. I got to get my ring.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it'll suck it right out.
Is that how that works?
I know where this call came from.
Where'd it come from?
What does he mean? He knows where it came
from.
No,
I don't know where this call came from. He probably thinks it's somebody within the store, one of his buddies, like his motherfucker.
That's Kurt and Kurt. I love you.
Thank you for calling us. For information on delivery, transferring to hardware and tools.
Yes, I need to speak to tools, machines, and pickles.
Okay, hold on.
Jack's Pickles and Penis Pumps.
I was looking up an item number. Lowe's chat popped up, so I'm going to fuck with them.
Oh, they got a chat. I didn't know that. I don't have a viewer.
You think that Chris Guy and Chief are friends?
Yeah. Chris is a fan of Chief. Are you kidding? That's why he's like that. He's like, he's will suit you. He's will suit you. Call me at work. I'd shit my pants if I heard him call in his show. He's will suit you. Call in on my show. And I think it's the same guy. They call in and they tell me to look at the paper. Oh, this is taking too long, Dwight. I don't want to.
Yeah, because I know where that call came from, assholes. I
hit the wrong hang-up. Faster than the seven seas, bigger than Mount Kilimanjaro. If they don't know, fill him in tomorrow on the horror show. A mental note, return Bob's record. Swear to God before he gets a job. How about Dwight on accident?
Hey.
I'm sorry, I'm a blowjob. I'm sorry. I'm a blowjob. Alright, I'm gonna try to call back that guy that was selling the bull that got mad at my attitude. To know enough to give him just enough rope to yoke himself. Plan B. He picks up, you can fuck with him, ask him for a bull.
The guy says, I will.
You reached 713-252-265.
The guy says, I will be more than glad to assist you. Unfortunately, we are not located at store, as my advice is to contact the store assistant and let them help you in retrieving your ring. I asked if I'd be responsible for taking the toilet off the base to get it.
Say it's in their toilet. Oh, you did, right? That's what you said?
Yeah.
In their toilet area.
Good afternoon. Jack's Pickles and Penis Pumps.
We'll listen to this.
Who's this?
I'll be right back.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you want pickles?
Pickles?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, okay. How many?
How many pickles?
Yes.
What kind of size?
Well, how many do you want?
50 boxes.
Sir.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I pickle. You know? I pickle, they.
So do I.
I pickle.
Hello?
Yes, you got the pickles?
Yes, you called me. You want pickles?
I call you.
Yes.
But the pickles?
Yes.
Just 1 second. Ты звонил кому-то насчет огурца? Nobody call you.
You just call me now.
I call you now?
Yes.
I pickle they.
This is Jack's Pickles and Penis Pumps.
Just from Penis Pump?
Right.
I don't know.
Look, I have... listen, do you need sour, half-sour garlic or dill? What?
I need just tomatoes. You have tomatoes? Fresh tomatoes?
I have tomatoes too, yes. How many boxes do you need?
How many boxes I need?
Yes.
300 boxes.
Of tomatoes?
Yeah.
Going
not
to...
just what kind of prices. Depended on this price.
My tomatoes are $3.69 a box.
$3.69 a box?
Yes.
How many pounds in box?
About 18 pounds.
18 pounds?
Yes.
This is fresh tomatoes?
Fresh, that's right. We grow them in small pots.
18 pounds?
Yes.
What kind of size of the tomatoes?
They're very, very small. They're almost microscopic. You can barely see them with the naked eye.
Small or like cherry tomatoes?
These are nipple tomatoes. As a matter of fact, you may need a penis pump to see these damn things.
Okay, how I can see the tomatoes?
With your eyes, you silly ass.
Oh, my God.
You don't want them or no?
No, I want they. I want they. No, I don't know what kind they. They small, like no, just what kind. How many, 1 inch around, 2 inches around?
A small point.
A small plum?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, listen to me. When they it's good, I take all of them, no problem.
Okay.
I pickle.
Okay, we got a deal.
Okay.
$2,000.
$2,000?
Yeah.
For what?
For a small box of potatoes.
Of potatoes?
Yes.
I don't need potatoes. I need just tomatoes.
I'll give you tomatoes, and then you give me $2,000 for the box of potatoes.
Good.
Okay?
Okay.
You're a good businessman.
Why not?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, I like doing business with you. I make money. What are you doing?
I pickle.
Oh, shit. I gotta go.
Okay.
Somebody hit my car.
Give it a sec for the paint. Man, that's bringing it back again. It ain't for the faint of heart. Two shows in a row where I'm playing Jerky Boy shit from back in the Brill Building. Once they get to know us, what's wrong with me, huh? Leaders in the fight for equal rights for niggas. Yeah. You got any numbers, Dwight?
No, I can grab some real quick.
Can you help? Can
you? Yeah, because I was just talking to Dova, and he was talking about all the crazy shit going down in Waco there.
This is breaking news?
This happened like around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock of this afternoon. But from what Nova says is, he's like part of a biker family and shit. And he said that, his family was telling him to stay home and shit because, there's biker gangs from all over the country fucking heading down there for revenge.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, he thinks like in the next couple of days, like shit's gonna get like real, real down there.
Wow.
He said the hospitals and shit are on lockdown and there's cops like stationed like all over the city.
Fucking biker war, huh? That's something. 9 people died in it, apparently.
Yeah, well, they said the fight started in the restaurant and then it spilled outside. And, like, so they were beating each other up. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, you know, clubs and chains and shit like that. But then it turned into the fucking bikers shooting at each other. Well, the cops heard that, like, some shit was going to go down. So they were already, like, right down there. And apparently when that happened, the cops just started firing at the people with the guns and shit, just laying them out. But yeah, that is the news report that I watched on it. The redneck sheriff or whatever down there, he's like, why could I have this stop by these goddamn business owners?
Okay, nice. All right, let me play a news clip I got here. A few minutes.
Pulling breaking news out of Waco, Texas, where there has been a shooting, we're told, between biker gangs. There are at least 9 people reported dead. Joining me on the phone, Grant Herms. He's an affiliate reporter with KXXV in Waco. Grant, what happened?
Well, Bobby, this all started around 12:15 this afternoon. Police were telling us they were monitoring the situation here at the Twin Peaks restaurant, and then they heard that there was a fight over a parking space is what it started as. That escalated to guns. After a knife and chains were also brought out, I just talked with a few witnesses a little while ago who said that they crawled into a freezer in the back of the restaurant with some other employees and the management there. They locked themselves in as they heard a terrified, obviously, gunshots were going off. They were then brought outside under police custody after things had quieted down till they could get them out.
And you had said that police had been keeping an eye on these groups ahead of this incident?
Yeah, that's right. We were told today that both local and state police have been keeping an eye on these two gangs, two or three gangs, at least that's what they're telling us. For about a month now, they've been trying to work with the restaurant management and the owners, but those owners wanted this business at their restaurant. So there was a lot of frustration we were hearing from local police today that they said this attack, you know, may have been not as bad if the ownership would have been able to, or more willing, really, to work with police here.
So that's what you meant then. That's why. Wow.
Yep.
Huh. That's something.
But with all those bikers dead, yeah, I can imagine they'd be coming down there like, all right, motherfucker. We're going to have some words.
I just wonder who the gangs are.
No one knows.
I wonder if they have like an online chat with each other.
Nova said the Banditos, the Cross, something. He'll say it again, I'm sure. He had it.
The Cross.
Oh, he said updated. There was five biker gangs that were involved.
Damn.
Yeah, he said he knows who they are. The Crossars or Cossacks. Cossacks.
The Cossacks.
Cossacks.
The Cossacks. Come on. Or the Cossacks. That's silly.
Okay. What'd you do? You picked your biker name, that's what you came out with. That's bullshit.
We shall now vote for a new
Cossacks, weren't they like Russians? It's a group of Russians, I thought. Cossacks. I don't know. Alright, whatever. Should we be calling Waco?
Maybe.
Why not?
I need an update.
We must hurry. Wait, if you're really with us,
let's see if the Lowe's is still
open.
Let me hear
you say it. Tell me that Doom is
I'll tell him I need some chains.
I've spent my life. Say it! You have spent your life serving a
I need biker gang chains.
Doom must be stopped.
I need a really thick chain and a padlock to go on the end of that motherfucker.
Yeah. Right, kind of swinging around like a mace on my Harley.
The lumber department is still open.
Calling Lowe's. The store is now closed.
I'm gonna go hacksaw Jim Duggan on these motherfuckers.
Store's closed.
Time you learned once and for all, Doom.
When Waco does it, they do it big, huh? When they're white
every
people,
once
when the
in a while, they gotta throw that fucking big party.
When white people in Waco get mad, big.
Us party, motherfucker. I'm gathering some numbers.
All right, I'm calling the McDonald's. There's only one McDonald's in all city. Oh.
Yo.
MF
Doom. Fantastic. What up, nigga?
Phone a busy.
It's cracking, boy. Same old shit, kid. Man.
Here's a pizza man. Place.
Like elastic. It's made out of plastic. Can stand up brown nose and nigga big ass bastard.
It might I'm thinking we should say fuck Waco.
True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a big gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication
for here's a testimony was thin. So numbers get started, huh?
Okay, good, good. I'm just looking to see if I can find a diner open late in Waco. Telling on their business, sit in the court and be their own star witness. Oh, Waffle House. Please, Waffle House. Yeah, I'm right here. You know what's good about Waffle House, and I want to remind you of this, boy. There's even an index out there called the Waffle House Index. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
It's used by FEMA and Department of Homeland Security. So basically, one of their early in a disaster, one of the biggest barometers they use to test how see how bad a situation is in a town after a hurricane or an earthquake or something is whether or not the Waffle House in that town is open and what they're serving. If they're serving a full menu or if they're only half menu, because that's what they use, because it's a good sign. Waffle Houses are well known for not ever really closing unless things are really bad, I guess. But no kidding, like they will contact the local Waffle House, like, are you open? Yeah. And a lot of times it'll become the base, the first base of operations. They'll just go to the Waffle House.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, I should, you know. Don't believe me? Look it up. It's in the wiki or something. Bet you it is. Let me see. I got her now. Dateline MC Cultural Icon Disaster Recovery. According to FEMA, Waffle House is one of the top four corporations along with Walmart, Home Depot, and Lowe's for disaster response. Waffle House has an extensive disaster management plan with on-site and portable generators and pre-positioned food and ice ahead of severe weather events such as a hurricane. Helps mitigate the effects of a storm on the power grid and the supply chains. Really? No kidding. The ability of a Waffle House to remain open after a severe storm, possibly with a limited menu, is used by FEMA as a measure of disaster recovery, known as the Waffle House Index. Wow. I even had the name completely. Yeah, the index is green. Green is the restaurant is serving a full menu, indicating the restaurant has power and drainage and damage is limited. Yellow, the restaurant is serving a limited menu, indicating there may be no power or only power from a generator or food supplies may be low. Red, the restaurant is closed, indicating severe damage. Okay, there you go. I'll stop talking.
Sexy.
There you go. There's your Waffle House index. So, Waffle House I'm looking for in Waco, because it should be open. I'm like any who's seeds walking all out in the street without any shoes. And it comes up with the cinema. That makes sense. Of course. Get her some skips before she catches the monkey pox. Let's see if this deli's open still. Take pills and make fake grills that sheetrock. Sing
it. Thank you for calling Jason's Deli Waco. This is Keith. How can I help?
Yeah, hey, I'd like to make an order.
I'm sorry?
Not to make an order.
For pickup?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, for pickup, motherfucker.
I'm sorry, but we're already closed.
Then why did it take you so long to tell me that?
I was wondering what you were saying.
Oh,
but I don't have to listen to you swear. So,
do you have any chains? Do you have any chains I can borrow?
No, I'm sorry, man. I don't.
Fuck.
Have a good night.
All right. All right.
I don't have to listen to you swear.
I don't need. He said, "I don't need to listen to you swear, boy."
Fucking Hank Hill working at the deli.
All right. Here's a night's end. Let's see if they got anything I can borrow.
Thanks for calling Dyson and Sweets in Waco, Texas. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now, or dial 0 for the front desk.
I'll transfer you now.
Dyson, how may I help you?
Hey, it's me again. do you guys have any chain?
I don't know who you are, first of all.
Oh, well, I'm coming down. I'm from out of town. I'm coming in on my bike. I just pulled over here to take a leak. I'm going to be in the area. Do you have any chains I can borrow or bricks?
A what?
Do you have any chains or bricks I can borrow?
There's nothing we let borrow, sir. This is a hotel. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I need a chain. I need a big chain.
Chain? What kind of chain?
Any kind of metal chain that I can swing around?
No, we don't have that, sir.
Do you know where I can get one?
I have no idea, sir. I don't know. You got a wrong number here, I guess.
No, you're the hotel. I'm going to be staying at your place.
No, biker, stay. No, biker, stay here.
No, biker here. No, I'm sorry. No speaking English. All right, here's America's Best Value Inn. That's a shithole.
Thank you for calling America's Best Value Inn, Waco, Texas. If you know your room number, dial it now.
Yes, it's one
for
of those.
For reservation or front desk, dial 0. Once again, thank you. Nice.
215, you know it, baby. 215, baby.
You have reached voicemail. Please begin talking after the...
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Where am I?
Hey, ¿qué pasa? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, do you guys have any chains that I can use?
Do we have a who?
A chain.
Chain?
Uh-huh.
What kind of chain, Luke?
Well, anything big and metal, big chain, because I want to swing it around while I'm driving around.
I don't have no... You must be calling the wrong place, buddy.
No, this is America. I'm going to be staying here. America's Best Machine.
The one on 35?
Yeah, in Waco.
It's on... Let me give you the number. It's you're calling at the wrong place. 754.
No. This is the right place I'm calling. You're on Franklin Avenue. For Franklin Avenue, motherfucker.
No, sir.
Aculo.
Sir?
Aculo.
I don't know what that is.
All right. What's the number? Okay. All right. Are you Banchon?
No, sir.
You're not Banchon?
No, sir.
Do you have sister?
No, sir.
Do you have sister or mother from me confront me with your sister?
No, sir.
Why not?
I have no idea. I had to ask my father, which is passed away about 10 years ago. I have no idea, sir.
Okay, then you put your dick in your hand and you shake it.
I don't know.
Yeah, do it. Do it now. I want to hear you.
I'm sorry, sir.
I want to hear you, little monkey.
So, but the area code is 254, sir.
Okay, I knew that, stupid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because if I needed that, I would have asked, asshole.
All right, sir.
Okay, motherfucker.
Good night, sir.
All right, bye.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's starting to sound rude now. All right, here's where he told me to call. That's cool. Dial by room, you know? You love that shit, Dwight.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you for calling America's Best Value Inn. This is Alyssa. How may I help you?
Hey, sexy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. I'm going to be staying there.
You're going to be staying here?
Mm-hmm. I'm coming from out of town. I just pulled over to take a leak on the way because I'm driving for a while. Trying to get there really fast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have, like, a chain or something that I could borrow?
Probably not. We got rid of all of them.
Oh, man, really?
Yes, sir.
How come? Safety?
Definitely.
When did you get rid of them?
Just recently, because there was a biker shooting not too long ago.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, it's not like this is related, but I am coming on a bike. They confiscated my chain just outside of town here. The police said I could come into town, but definitely couldn't have this chain.
What'd you say?
The police said that I could come into town, but I couldn't have the chain. Well, they took
safety precautions.
Yeah, I don't know, but I tried to call the Lowe's in Waco there, and they said they closed. They're closed. And I need
You should try Walmart.
You think they have chains at Walmart?
Possibly. I don't know.
Okay. What was your name, honey?
I'll be off by the time you get here.
Oh, man. Because maybe you could meet me in my room after your shift. Maybe just go ahead, take a nap, take a shower. And take
no,
a nap
you.
In my room until I check in. I should be there in the morning.
No, it's fine.
I'd love for you to answer the door naked, you know?
No, we're good.
Come in, and you'll be naked, and I'll come in.
All right. Were you planning on making a reservation, or are you just going to keep playing on the phone?
That's already taken care of, all right? Don't be snippy with me.
What's the last name on the account?
Cross.
Are you sure it's at this location?
Either here or wherever that Indian motherfucker is that he gave me your number to call instead. That other one? You know that other place? Where the fuck is it? You know what I'm talking about? There's the other America Best Value Inn.
Oh, yeah, the one off of Franklin Avenue.
That's the one, and he said I had to call this one here. That I had the wrong one. I think he's just a stupid motherfucker, you know? He's a fucking he's a fucking animal monkey. You know?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's the other location because we don't have any more reservations for the night.
Oh, yeah? Probably. That's a shame because you're so fine as hell.
You don't even know.
I don't. I don't even know the big. Oh wow, is that good, huh?
No, I'm just saying that you wouldn't know if you're not here.
I have no clue. I don't need to. You know, I just need to hear that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Can you quack like a duck?
No.
Please.
Quack.
Can you quack like a duck a little bit?
No, sir.
All right. I'll be down there. Hopefully, I got a nice big chain. I'll show it off to you. Like.
You would call the other location to see if they have any.
But I'll come by your place.
I'll be off in like the next 6 minutes, so.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yes, sir.
Are you going home?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. So what happened? There was a bike thing? My uncle said I had to get on my bike and go down here for some kind of big revenge thing tomorrow, so.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, what happened anyway? I don't know.
I don't know. I saw the news a little bit. Something happened at Twin Peaks, all I know.
Oh, shit, man. It's fucking crazy. And you guys got rid of all your chains?
Yes, sir.
Because of that?
No, that was a joke. Come on. Keep up.
Okay. All right, Neon. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a great night.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
She had attitude like Neon or something.
Nah.
Like, keep up. Alright, bitch. Alright, enough of that. Now what, Dwight? You sent numbers, huh?
Yeah, many numbers in the main Skype chat.
Yay! So I'll take
between Nova and Dashy and me and many numbers.
Yeah, okay. Neon's supposed to join us. She hasn't yet, but she said she was going to join us in 5 minutes, and that was 30 minutes ago. Stupid fucking asshole. Huh? How rude is that?
That's women. They can't tell time.
That's women for you. Women. Okay. All right. Anyway, when we come back, I, Carlito, your host, will be more than happy to do some more prank calls. Neon should be joining us. We got a guy who's giving a relax. He's relaxing in the city for the weekend at the Hotel Traveler's Inn. We got a few Waffle Houses. Got a whole bunch of fucking numbers. Thanks, Dwight. All right, I'll be right back. Dwight, don't go anywhere, motherfucker. Got a contract.
I'm gonna try it out. You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Tomorrow, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Welcome back, Carlito. Thank you, Carlito. You're welcome, Carlito. I'm back. I'm Carlito. I'm here with Dwight. Dwight.
Hey, how's it going?
Neon.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Llama Liquor Lame.
Hey.
Good to be here, everybody. I'm glad you guys are here with me. Yeah.
Ow!
All right, where to? Back to the numbers. I should have copy-pasted during the break. Oops. I'll do that now. Llama, you put a number in? Wow. Look at you putting in work. All right. Dwight, any heads up on what we kind of numbers we got tonight before I start looking at them?
Just some people checked in the hotel. Nova and Dashy gave me some Waco restaurants and diners.
Okay.
As well as Twitter complainers.
Okay.
Because apparently there was some type of big ass outage while people were trying to watch Mad Men tonight.
Oh, tonight was the finale, wasn't it?
Correct.
I've only seen 2 episodes of that show. It wasn't my thing. But hey, what? Was he Doobie? There was a Doobie. DB Cooper. There was a rumor that he was going to turn out to be DB Cooper in the last episode. I wonder if that's what happened. That would be perfect. That would be so awesome if he was like, I'm DB Cooper. He steals the play and he jumps out and dies. And this is a moment where no one on the air with me knows who DB Cooper is, because I'm the only smart one out here. Alright, so Nesta Hotel. Google it. I know you guys know how to do that on their smartphones. Alright, so Steven is staying at a hotel, or is at least visiting it? Is this recent enough, Dwight, you think?
These were fresh. They just gave me all these today.
I just got
all these today.
Call me Mel Yellow.
Good evening.
On the opera. This is Jordan. How may I assist you?
Yeah, so I'm looking for Stephen Luo. L-U-O.
Sorry, this is a restaurant.
Yeah, he's eating there. He's at the Fancy and Bouquet, yeah.
No, we're closed. No one's been eating for a couple hours.
Now look here, you motherfucker. Steven just told me he was there still. Alright, whatever. Fuck him. Call him back.
It literally says hotel. There's no fucking way it's a restaurant.
I don't know.
Thank you for calling the opera. This is Jordan. How may I assist you?
How you doing? Where's the hotel section of this place at?
The hotel?
Yeah, it's the Royal Sanosit, whatever the fuck that is.
Pardon?
Yeah, Royal Sanosit Hotel.
Royal Sanessa, correct.
Yeah.
Where
I'm
is
trying
it
to get transferred
Cambridge?
To a guest room.
Pardon?
I'm trying to get transferred to a guest room.
Guest room. What is the room number?
I don't have it. The last name is Lou, L-U-O.
Oh, you have to call the front desk then. I don't have
well,
guest
transfer me
numbers.
On over there then.
Okie doke.
Motherfucker.
Electric bookstore. Coffee.
What do you not understand about that? I'm trying to reach
front desk.
Yeah, I need to be transferred to my brother's room, please.
What's the name?
Last name is spelled L-U-O. First name is Steven.
L-U-O?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know his room number?
Nope.
Because I don't have anyone by that name.
Oh, okay. Well, transfer me to room 115.
115? I don't have a 115.
Yeah, number 15 there.
Excuse me?
15.
I don't have a 15.
It's 125.
Yeah, 125 then. Make it happen.
125?
Correct.
We don't have any rooms that start with one.
Oh, okay. The second floor, 215. 225, I mean.
Thank you.
To magnificent views of the Charles River and Boston Sky.
Thank you.
Please leave your name and a message. You may start your message now.
Fuck you. You hear that?
Message complete. You are being transferred to the attendant. Dining and amenities discounts and more. Join right now online at sonesta.com/travelpass and start earning free nights with your next stay.
Your next guest stay.
With... Sorry, the attendant did not answer. Transfer failed.
Welcome to the ramp.
Transfer failed. Alright, I'll move to the next one. Yuan Ying Otsuka. Okay. I don't know if that's Japanese or Chinese. I'm not trying to be ignorant, I just don't know. Because Otsuka sounds Japanese, but Yuan Ying sounds Chinese.
No, it sounds like it's like Samoan or something.
Oh, could be. You're right.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Pinnacle Hotel. This is Ellie speaking. How may I assist?
Hey, Dirty. I need to speak to a guest there, Mr. Otsuka.
Otsuka?
Yes.
Let me just find his room. I'll wipe him out in. I'll connect you now. Thank you.
Go ahead, Dwight.
Hi.
Good evening, sir. This is Dwight from the front desk. How are you tonight?
Yeah, no.
You speak the English?
A little. I have a business at Chinese to Japanese.
Okay, sir, were you masturbating in our hallways?
Told you Japanese.
Yeah? Pardon?
You were?
You
can't do that here. Dude, you understand? Get the fuck out.
Right? Yeah, I missed it.
How the fuck did you check into this hotel?
Sir, Pape? People?
Hey?
Pape? People?
people?
Yeah, Pape people.
Pape people.
Mm-hmm.
I will go to the underfloor.
Okay. Yeah, right. Please come. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Aw.
Please come to the floor.
I didn't get to talk to him.
Oh, you want to call him back real quick before he goes?
Okay.
Before he gets there. He has to put his sandals on. So.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Pinnacle Hotel, Vancouver Harbourfront. This is Ellie speaking. How may I assist?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I was just speaking with Mr. Otsuka, and we got cut off mid-sentence, but we were communicating. Could you put me back through to him?
It certainly won't be a moment.
Oh, thank you. Maybe he has wife or...
Ooh.
Oh, she won't even answer the phone. She's scared, probably. I know answer husband's full. Yeah, he left.
Wow.
The person in this room is not available to take your call.
Okay, never mind.
Please, well, let's ask if he's at the front and say, just give him the phone. He went up there confused. Can you give him the phone?
Hello? Good evening, Mr. Otsuka. This is Ellie speaking. How may I assist?
Yeah, did Mr. Otsuka come to the front?
Did he? I'm sorry?
Did Mr. Otsuka possibly come to the front desk? I think he...
Okay, I'll put you through to the front desk, and you can check with them.
Yeah,
one few moment.
Thank you.
Right. Boo, he's not there.
Well, is nobody there? I mean...
It's all good.
I mean, come on. I'm not thinking he's down there right now, scared.
It's okay, you can move on, it's cool.
No, I want to find him. I want Mr. Otsuka again.
It's a wonderful unit, Pinnacle Hotel, Harbourfront Hotel. May I please in hold for just a moment?
Is Mr. Otsuka there?
One moment, please.
Okay.
Just one moment.
All right, hurry up.
P2B, the Pinnacle
he's gonna
Vancouver
let him go.
Waterfront Hotel, is one of
no,
the...
No,
no. It's okay, dude. Maybe you should call him back. In a little bit.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Put a big gold star next to that so I can remember to call it back.
Much obliged.
Hey, what you got at my house, Carl?
Okay, next is Keith, who says he's relaxing in the city for the weekend. This is the one I talked about before we went to break. He's relaxing in a shitty Traveler's Inn.
Oh.
Thank you for that. Oh, smell bad, man. You know that smell when you first walk into a cheap hotel room?
Mm-mm.
Before you get the AC going, it's like, oh.
Smells like love.
It smells like sin.
Thank you for calling Travelers, and this is Adriana. How can I help you?
Adriana, I need to speak with a Mr. Lewis who's staying there.
Give me a second.
Lewis.
What's the last name?
Lewis. Lewis. First name, Keith.
Keith?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
For your call, please stay on the line.
Go ahead, Neil.
Okay.
Travelers Inn, Keith Lewis.
I thought we were still on the Japanese guy. Thanks.
Phoenix.
Hello.
Hi. This is Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing just fine, baby. This is Mina, and I'm calling down from Travelers Inn Corporate. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to see how you were enjoying your stay at the Travelers Inn.
Everything's good.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, honey. But I'm here to check on you, make sure you're doing fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah.
Would you mind answering a question?
Yeah,
for this,
go ahead.
It's for a survey for with you as a patron. So, why exactly are you in town? What are you in town for?
Truck driver, just delivering the load Monday.
Oh, the man with the weight on his shoulders. And 16 wheels. Lovely.
18
wheels. Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, you're welcome. Some do have 16, but mine got 18.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. You drive to church in that 18-wheeler?
Look.
Do you drive to church in that 18-wheeler?
do I drive? What now? This phone is echoing.
I don't know why it's echoing.
Yeah, it's like repeating back everything I'm saying to me.
Oh, really? Huh.
So all right. I didn't understand what you said. What'd you say?
I said, hi. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's going good. And I'm just chilling.
Oh, no. Oh, I heard it. I just heard myself. That was weird.
You heard it too?
Yeah, I just heard it. Are you going to get down and dirty on the phone too? You get down and dirty on the phone?
Never. Not on the phone. I don't do.
Not on the phone. You've never tried it?
No.
Okay. Just checking, man. I don't feel any hip thrusts coming on. Oh, excuse me.
So what did you say now?
I said, excuse me, I just queefed.
Oh, yeah, bless you.
You're blessed down there.
Yeah. So where are you located here?
I am in Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
Sin City. You know, when you open that hotel room and it smells like sin and consent.
I can't do Las Vegas yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, man, you're weird.
What?
You've been friend zoned. Okay, you guys go for it.
Hey, I'm the manager here.
Okay.
So we were just testing you to see if you would want to have phone sex with Mina here. One of the, so you don't like phone sex?
No, man, I don't like DNT. If it ain't the real thing, it ain't me.
All right. Well, just because we were performing this experiment, now you're eligible for a sensual massage.
Oh, yeah. Y'all kind of waited late, didn't you, man?
Yeah, well, we're a 24-hour hotel, and you know the hotel never closes. Because you assholes are always in here fucking around.
Yeah, I've stayed at this hotel, like, what, 3-4 times, and I never had a courtesy call.
Yeah, well, we've been watching you.
Watching me how?
I got my eye on you, boy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, ever since you come in here in town, boy, I've been watching you, boy. You okay. Got here for the weekend, boy? Thought you'd look around?
No.
Had a good time in town, boy?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. All right. I appreciate the call.
It's time to go back to where you're from, boy. All right. Just imagine myself holding a shotgun.
Man, the brother's trying to be getting up on Neon tonight.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. How you doing there, boy?
All scary up in here. Taking neon lights too literally. Like
he's okay. Dwight, do you want to talk to him again? See if we can get through to him.
Sure.
For any reason? Money and power. Right. Sensual massage is like, oh no.
Thank you for calling,
Chubb.
How can I help you?
How you doing there? I need to speak with Keith Lewis, please.
One second.
Thank you.
Maybe he won't answer.
Come on, Keith.
You can do it, Keith. You can do it. Is that Phil? What's he doing? All right, I'm killing it. Sorry, man. You can get the next one, though. It says George's in Waco. Okay, cool. Possibly like a diner kind of place. You want the next one, then, Dwight, since you missed out there?
Sure.
Man,
Hi, Carlito.
Hi.
What you doing?
I'm here. I got a blindfold on.
Why?
I don't know. Because I started talking about sensual massage.
Are you on the YouTube doing that? Or
No.
How come you're not doing your YouTubes anymore?
Oh, I gotta get the cameras and stuff going.
Get the cameras, get the angles going. The lighting, sad and angry at the camera.
The lighting.
A lighting. The grip person.
Yeah. The grip and the mic person.
The boom person.
The boom mic, that's it. The boom mic operator.
Mm-hmm.
Operator. What a fucking union bullshit title.
Shit. Where's the milkman?
I'm an operator. I talked to him. He said he had to work today. He's got from that accident, his rotator cuff. The doctor is deciding to put him under the knife for the rotator cuff that got hurt in the car accident.
Oh, my poor milkman.
Yeah, that sucks. So he's kind of bummed out. But I told him, hey man, maybe you'll be able to just take a break and not do anything for a little while, like me.
Yeah, heal up a little bit.
Yeah.
Straight up. Aw, well, if you talk to him, man, send him my best. I miss him.
You got it. No problem. All right, here's for Dwight Still, if he wants it. The offer's on the table. Waffle House.
Oh, thanks and beans.
Thank you for calling your question. Can a Waffle House this coast? Speaking, how may I help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering, are you guys open?
We're up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days.
Okay, you serving the full menus and everything?
Yes, sir, we are.
Okay, listen, do you have booth, like enough room, enough spaces for, there's about 30 of us?
30?
Yep, for 30.
Hello?
Yeah.
How can we help you?
I was just calling to make sure you were open and make sure you got enough room for 30 spaces for us to come in.
Yeah, Waffle House never closes. We're always open.
Well, I didn't know how busy you were and if you got enough room.
Oh, we got plenty of room.
Okay. Now, the parking lot, what's the parking lot looking like? Because we have 30 bikes we got to park.
We have a spot. You're welcome. Y'all have a nice night. We have a spot right by our high-rise sign that you can just fill that whole area up with the bikes.
All right. And when we come in, I'm going to need you to cordon off the door. No civilians are to come in. We're going to have our meeting while we have some delicious waffles.
Okay.
So the restaurant will need to be closed off.
Okay.
So make it happen. And if something goes wrong, I'm holding you responsible.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, you write down the reservation for the coxes.
Okay.
All right. Be there in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. God. See you, tits.
Yeah, you tell him, Dwight. You tell him how it is, motherfucker. Right, yeah. Neon? You like that shit?
Fucking biker gangs are going to be in there, goddammit.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker. Yeah. So, Neon, what have you been up to? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Not too bad.
I had a good Saturday. I had a good Sunday today, you know.
Nice, man.
I don't think I slept well last night. Like, I slept. I got my 8 hours, woke up, and I was just kind of all day. I took, like, an angry nap around 2.
An angry nap?
Yeah, it wasn't good. Like an angry, I was trying to watch Netflix and I put my head down, so I'm trying to listen and angry nap, yeah. And then I kind of had another one while I was playing my audiobook. I'm reading the new Steve Jobs book, the newest one that came out. Just came out a few weeks ago. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good one.
From the prior,
I love that story. Oh, speaking of which, the trailer for the new Steve Jobs movie came out around 6-7 p.m. tonight, and it's fucking retarded. That's all I gotta say. Who's in it? Like, Seth Rogen is playing Woz, I think, and you actually see him as well. It's a teaser trailer, but I was not, kind of worried about it. Are you guys there? What's going on?
Yeah,
on,
I'm listening, man. I was just, yeah, I thought you were asking me a question, so
crickets.
I was waiting for the question, but you're talking, so I'm
maybe,
like,
yeah,
wow,
wow,
to do your thing.
Maybe say, wow, that's something. Yeah, wow. Ooh. All right, Mina Tompkinson, does she want to call a Waffle House or somewhere else? I have different Waffle Highs. Waffle House. Here.
Okay, I guess a Waffle House.
Is that okay with you? If not, then I also have, I don't know, a mall. The mall where the fight happened.
The mall?
Yeah, there's...
You have, like, bowling alleys, or...
I'm sure we can get some. I can get some, but can I give you a Waffle House in the meantime?
Sure.
All right, dude. That's great, buddy. And then after that...
All right, honey, baby.
Llama needs to do a prank, too. Don't forget Llama, guys. If you want to
Llama
do
died.
Llama died. Never mind. All right. Oh, I gotta make a note. I gotta catch up on the gas station tomorrow with the milk that went out of coat. Don't know if y'all caught that, but that was funny.
What happened? You got expired milk?
I did.
Hi. I was just wondering. I was gonna have a party come in, and I was wondering if you guys cater.
Just one second.
Holding on.
We don't cater, but we do carry out.
Okay, so just checking to see, like, do you guys serve pancakes there?
No.
Okay, so would you guys consider your waffles to be healthy, pretty healthy?
Hello?
Hi, I was just trying to check on a menu item.
Yes, ma'am.
So, would you guys consider waffles to be pancakes with abs?
No.
Okay, then I'm going to go to the pancake house.
All right, you go to IHOP. Have fun.
Can I make an order? Can I make an order? Aw.
Oh,
I was trying to get a
twofer. Sorry, that's weird.
I was trying to get a twofer there. You know,
I thought Neil was gonna start doing. Fine, you go to IHOP. No, I said I'm going to fucking pancake house.
Pancakes with abs.
I was gonna go to Denny's.
I laughed at pancakes. All right. So is the batter the same? My mom never did waffles. It was either pancakes or Eggos thrown in the toaster or the microwave.
Dude, straight up, I did the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. Dwight, you're white. Do you know?
Do you guys have buttermilk pancakes, Dwight?
No,
I mean,
there's milk in the goddamn batter, but...
Is there a separate waffle batter, or can you use this pancake batter and just
put it in... I think it's the same damn thing, just put in a griddle.
So it's just a texture thing, then. Well, yeah. Then I'd rather have a waffle, because you get a lot of... I love the crispy parts, and if you do it right, you can get really crispy. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
You get one of those... I think I got one around here, a fucking waffle maker. It's one you put on the stove. You just pour the batter in, you just fucking flip the pan. It's a two-sided pan.
I don't know.
Double-sided dildo waffle.
I've made it at a there's a hotel chain that for their breakfast they have a waffle iron thing. You can put it in and then you flip it and all this shit.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I watched a lot of Office this weekend. I watched some episodes. I had so much fun. I watched a compilation of That's What She Said from The Office. It's really, really good.
That's What She Said.
Oh, man. Llama, are you here yet, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
you want to do a prank? We got Waffle House here if you want some waffles.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want me to order food, or am I allowed to do the breaker thing? Or
do whatever you want, man.
All right.
Do the breakers. I did a breaker earlier. Oh, that's what I was talking about. The breaker call. I did a breaker call, Neon, and after I did it, I told the guy, oh, well, the backup didn't kick in, the generator. Well, all the milk can't be sold now because it was unrefrigerated for more than 10 seconds. And he's like, okay, all right. I didn't have him throw it out, but I told him to tape it off and not sell any. So,
hey, Carlito.
Yes.
Do you have something that's making it echo?
No. Hello?
Hello?
Take it away, Llama.
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am. Good morning, I should say, I guess, huh? How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Also, my name's Craig. I'm calling from the corporate office here in Norcross, Georgia with Waffle House. You guys pretty busy right now?
Just a little bit, but not too bad.
Okay, great. Do you have time to do a quick reset for me for the IT department?
Quick reset?
It's pretty simple. It's simple basic instructions. Just look to your left. Do you have the cordless phone there, actually?
Cordless phone? No.
Oh, crap. All right, I'm going to have to call you back on a cell phone there. That way I can just go ahead and walk you through it.
Hang on just a second.
All right, please hurry. And again, my name's Craig, and I mean, if it helps you out, I can. I'll give you, my direct extension here if you have any questions for your supervisor.
Actually, hang on just a second. I'm not the person
right,
who's here.
That's all right, ma'am. You can follow simple basic instruction, right? It's really that. It's not that easy. It's going to take about 60 seconds.
All right. Go ahead and.
Just let me grab your number, and I'll go ahead and call you still on the phone all here right. While you're on the phone with me here. All right. We're going to call you really quickly, and then we'll go ahead and get this taken care of. I appreciate your patience.
No problem. Hello?
Hello, Christy?
This is Natalie. Hang on just a second and I'll give you to Christy.
I'm confused here. You guys are passing me back and forth here, eh? Hello? Ma'am?
Sorry, I'm also having to take care of orders. I'm sorry.
No worries. Like I said, it'll take 60 seconds. Look to your left right there. Walk through those double doors back there to the panel on the wall. There should be three panels labeled A, B, and C. They would look something like, like a breaker box in your home. That's what they're going to look like. They'll be right there on the left wall when you walk in.
A, B, and C, it looks like it.
Awesome. Can you open A and B for me, pretty please? But please do not touch anything until I tell you exactly what to do. We're going to make sure we do this correctly. All right. Did you get them open?
I got A open.
Okay. The other one, just slide that black switch down, and it should pop right open for you on B.
There is no switch to slide it down.
Okay. No worries. Just the A. Hopefully this will work. If not, we might have to call you back here in just a little while. But, okay, that open panel on A, do you see a switch there that's larger than the others at the very top or the very bottom?
Wait, what is your question? Sorry.
I didn't hear you say that again.
Then at the bottom of the top?
Yes, ma'am. There should be a switch there that's larger than the others.
I didn't.
It should have an M next to it. It should say something similar to, like, it should say main. Maybe sometimes they say that. Has your store been remodeled? It hasn't been remodeled yet, has it?
I do not know, not that I know of.
Okay, yeah. And so it's going to be the main one there. It's the very top one. You see it? It's larger
number
than the
one.
Rest of them in that box.
And this one, there is no switch. They all look the exact same size.
Okay, well, that's fine. Not a big deal. Flip off the first eight for me, please. And then we'll do the bottom four after that. Go ahead and let me know when you start so I can make a note here.
All right.
All right, go ahead, please.
One.
So the quicker you do it, the more likely it is to work. So just go ahead and switch them. Just switch that whole panel off for me really quickly, really fast.
And I can't see now.
That's all right. Keep going down. You're all right. I can see you on the camera. You're doing very well.
Hang on. This is important. It's corporate asking me to do this.
Yeah, if someone's giving you shit, then just give them. I'll give them my name and my extension. We have to get this done. I'm showing it's coming back up here. Yeah, you're looking good. And then after this, go ahead and flip them back on, and then we'll do a quick customer survey, and we will let you have your morning.
There we go. Okay.
All right, just go ahead. And everything came back up, the lights, right?
Yes, sir.
Great, awesome. Walk back in there for me really quickly. Just hand the first customer you see that phone really quickly. We're going to ask them three simple questions, and we will, we're going to give them like a coupon or something in the mail, or if they have email, we'll email it to them, and then we'll let you have a great day.
All right.
All right. Awesome. Just give them the phone. It's all right. That's fine. Just hand them the phone. It's all right. I'll take care of the talking. Just hand them the phone.
All
right, dude. Awesome. Thank you so much. Hurry up. You're still asking. Just give him the phone and tell him to talk to your friend at corporate. Ma'am, I don't have all goddamn night.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Are you a customer there at the Waffle House?
I am.
Great, man. Please have your name. Do you mind answering four simple questions for me?
Well, what is this in regards to?
My name's Chris, and I'm calling from the corporate office with Waffle House from Norcross, Georgia.
Hi. Hi, Chris.
Hey. Is there going to be a problem? Are you good? Because I don't, you know, if you're going to be a dick about it, I'll just give this free shit to someone else. Just, you know what? Give her back the phone. Fuck off. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. Asshole.
Hey, dude. Who the hell?
Fuck you. Hold on. I'm putting you on to my goddamn boss. You hold on one motherfucking second. Boss, are you here?
Yeah, how you doing? What's going on? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm Craig's supervisor. Who is this?
This is Natalie from Waffle House in Ennis.
How you doing there, tits? We got a problem, apparently, with the person you handed the phone. He's got quite the attitude problem there, and I don't feel safe having you serve him tonight.
I'm sorry. It's just that I was told to give it to a customer, and we're actually trying to get busy, so I'm sorry. And...
Well, it's no problem. He had an attitude problem, and number one, I don't want him in there anymore, so he needs to excuse himself from the establishment.
Gone, he's gone, gone, gone. I'll call back.
Bitch. Why should you do that to me? I'm going to cry.
I felt like that guy probably worked there, you know? I didn't believe he was a customer.
I believed him. Every word of it.
Hello?
How you doing? This is Dwight, the supervisor. I was calling back there. We got disconnected there.
Okay. And what do you need?
Well, I need to do the survey still here.
Okay.
So we got to make this happen. Unfortunately, I can't let Chris leave until we do the survey.
You can't let who leave?
The guy you were just speaking to?
That's Craig, sir. My name's Craig, sir.
You're new, okay? Whatever. I can't let Craig leave this place until he does his monthly survey. He's very behind on his quota, and the deal was he goes home once he gets one survey done.
Okay. And who are y'all with?
I'm with the Waffle House Corporate.
Yeah. They just need you to do a survey. Yeah.
What?
I told you, sir, she was awfully short with me earlier.
Well, we don't get some cooperation here. Some people are going to be written up and losing some jobs.
Okay, well, we're going to disconnect this phone call, and you can speak to the manager here in the morning.
Okay, and what's your name? I'm going to put it down on the report. Oh, you fucking whore.
She disconnected.
What a bitch.
What a bitch. That was fun.
That was cray-cray, y'all.
I got a little cray-cray.
Yeah. Sure,
hey, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we spoke to, Charlie for a quick second last night.
Who's
up? Charlie Tsai, the fucking Chinga Tu Madre bullshit.
Chinga Tu Madre way. Chinese guy in Hawaii.
Chinga Tu Madre way?
That's what she said, he says. She doesn't know Charlie. She's too new.
I'm too new. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out where I fit in.
With the men. Got a different one. It's third.
He said that I should talk to Charlie. He likes girls to call him. I don't know about that. Who is this guy?
This is Waffle House.
Yes,
I'd like to make an order.
Give me just a moment.
Okay, fucker.
Go order. I'd like to make an order.
What can we get for you?
Why is it so funny the way I said it?
No, what can we get for you?
Oh, it sounded like you're making fun of me or something.
No, we had a prank call earlier.
Oh, no. Okay. Do you have Coke or Pepsi products? Coke, right?
Coke.
All right, good. Then we'll continue. I like one eggs.
How do you want the eggs cooked?
With heat. Hot eggs with a little bit of oil or spray on the grill.
Do you want them like over medium, scrambled, sunny side up?
Hot, cooked with heat until they're, the right to safe temperature to consume. To kill any bacteria or anything like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I also need one bread.
All right.
Okay, one meat.
Which meat would you like?
Breakfast meat.
We have bacon, sausage, and ham.
Pork.
Okay, it's bacon, sausage, or ham.
All right, so give me the pork then. The one that has pork.
All three of them have pork.
Which one has the most pork in it?
All three of them is completely pork.
Now, come on now. You either sell pork or you don't.
Oh, no shit. She's all, they all has completely ham or pork.
They're all completely pork.
Which one has more?
Yeah. Actually, sausage would be the loser there because it has a casing, right?
Come on, man. Don't tug at my nuts and tell me it's raining, goddammit.
That was the first one we called tonight, by the way. That's why she said there was... That's why she was like...
We had some prank calls earlier.
Prank call. She was back like... Like, making fun of me. Like, excuse me, I didn't say it any type of way. I didn't say it any type of way. Okay, this place is called Griff's in Waco. Alright, see if they got any empty bottles so we can make it to Knives.
Hell, tell a fan, get the song done.
We the wrong ones, so don't even ask. I think that place is gone, closed, or burned down. The next one is BJ's in the Rich of the Mall. BJ's Rich of the Mall. So this is down the street from where the riot happened. You think they're still open now?
I don't know.
I don't know if this is a BJ's warehouse.
They call it Gaslamp or something.
Gaslamp. Bite the thong. Gaslamp.
Gaslamp Pizza.
Do I have a number for? Did you suggest that?
Yeah.
I'm going down the list. Right
now. Oh, I'm sorry.
But I can make a move. We can do that. We can up a priority on that ticket. Shout out to BJ's. You know what I'm saying? Neon.
No, yummy.
I'm going to order that on you. Register with BJ's.
That's it.
Thank you for calling BJ's Brewhouse. This is Jeremy. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Okay, and what's the name?
Name's going to be on Rex.
Rex?
Yeah.
Okay. And what can I get for you?
Okay. One brick.
Say that one more time, sir. What
one
can I get for you?
One brick, one throwing brick, and I need about 10 feet of chain, steel chain, sectioned off.
Sir, this is BJ's Brewhouse. This is a restaurant.
Yeah, in Waco, right?
Right, but brick and chain?
Yeah. If I can make an order, because I went to Lowe's on my bike and they said no, we can't sell chains and bricks to you guys. They told us, so we're like looking around town because
we sell food. We don't have like items like that, like Home Depot or Lowe's.
Yeah, I know. Do you know anywhere else? Because I guess when we were driving and they right at the state line, Texas state line, we got pulled over by a sheriff. And he's the state trooper, and he was like, no, you boys can't have no... They took all our bricks and chains and stuff like that. Do you have bottles?
I mean, the only bottles we have are going to be, like, full of liquor. We can't sell any of that.
Yeah, but if you could sell us the whole bottles, then we can make some knives out of that, I think.
Give me just 1 second. Let me grab my manager real quick.
All right.
Gonna jerk his manager off.
Evan speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, is this the same guy?
No, this is Evan.
Oh, it's a very effeminate place. Yeah, I was calling because we got our chains and bricks confiscated when we were at the state line. They said we could drive into the state and go into Waco, but we couldn't have any chains and bricks. So,
I think that's because of the motorcycle people that's been causing trouble. Like, it's just kind of a...
Yeah, well, we were coming in for that, and then so when we went to Lowe's, and over there they said, no, you people can't get any buy any chain here, they said, and no bricks. They refused our service, and because we were on motorcycles, they said, no, you people can't be buying that here, like that. The guy, the manager came out, and he shot a gun in the air and everything, like that. He said, no.
Really?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we had to go. And at the Home Depot, the manager was just kept saying no habla ingles or something like that.
Wow, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you know anywhere else we could get some, like, chains? Like, do you have bottles? Can we buy some liquor bottles? Because we can, like, drink all the alcohol and then break the bottles and use it to stab people.
Right, I understand. But no, unfortunately, sir, that's against our TABC rules, and I would get fired if I sold a whole bottle of liquor.
Oh, you can't actually sell the bottle?
No, sir, unfortunately.
Oh, is your trash out back?
Yes, but it's all locked up, unfortunately.
Oh, we can get around that. We have ways of getting around that. That's no problem.
Yeah, but sir, I wouldn't do that. That's...
Yeah, I have a blowtorch myself. We just use a blowtorch on it and cut it.
Yeah, but sir, you don't want to do that. I mean, you know what I mean?
There's, yeah. But where's it at? Where's it at? Just if I was just curious, where is it, and out in the back? Is it dark in that area? Is there like a street light?
No, I mean, it's all lighted up.
Shit! So we're gonna have to take out the lights then.
I mean, sir, I wouldn't recommend that.
All right.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to do this,
mm-hmm.
but I would have to contact somebody. You know, I can't allow you to come and vandalize my property, you know what I mean?
All right, well, let me put my squad leader, Chief, Chief McClanahan. He's our leader of our flight here, and he might have an idea. Okay. I don't know. Chief.
Hey, hello.
Yes, sir. This is Evan speaking.
Listen, how do you lock your dumpster? How does it lock?
I mean, I can't really disclose that information.
Do you use Master Lock?
I can't disclose that information.
Okay. You go home now. You go home, you lay your head on pillow. Tomorrow your dumpster will be gone.
Okay, sir.
I'm going to have 35 motorcycles hook up to it. We're going to pull it away.
Okay. I just would not recommend that.
We will return it after the gang fight tomorrow. We're going to hide in it.
Okay.
It might be full of gasoline.
It's the perfect cover.
Yeah, I mean, it is perfect cover, but I just don't think it'd be ideal to take our dumpster. I think
what we're going to do, we put this plan in motion. I talked to Cletus Van Damme and Vic Mackey. We're going to get a Armenian garbage truck. And we're going to pick up the dumpster, and we're going to use it.
I mean, I think that's a pretty... I mean, that's a solid idea, but I just would wish and ask...
You want to join us?
Someone else's dumpster, please.
You want to join us?
I do not want to join y'all.
We got a cut for you. Your prospect name will be Pussy Lips.
Okay. Well, I'm just... I just wouldn't recommend using our dumpster. There's a lot of other dumpsters that has a lot less.
Hey, whose is more reinforced?
It was more reinforced?
Yeah, which dumpster?
Probably the one down the street, like Whataburger or something like that.
Whataburger? Okay, we'll get theirs. You've been a good guy.
Sir. I appreciate that very much, sir, and, you know, good luck tomorrow.
Hey, while we're done, while we're over there, you want us to torch them, put them out of business for you?
No, sir, there's no need for that.
Oh, okay.
All right, sir.
Oh, all right. I'll bring you, I will report to you tomorrow.
Okay, sir, I appreciate that.
All right.
All right, bye, sir.
Bye, pussy lips.
Wow. Nice.
He was trying so hard not to get into shit, you know?
Yeah, nice guy, though. He's willing to help out a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh. Bring a brick.
You got that reference, didn't you, there, Carlito?
Vic Mackey and Kirk.
Yeah, the Armenian.
Yeah, that fucking truck.
Garbage
yeah.
truck.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is the Armenian money train robbery. God damn it.
All right, Cricket's Grill.
Dashie wants us to call around businesses in Waco and ask them for protection money.
Protection money. Be ashamed if a brick went through his window. All right. Llama, you're up if you'd like. If not, you'll be skipped. This is Cricket's Grill. Do you want it or no?
Yeah.
All right. That could be a really racist call.
Yep. They have the moon crickets on the special there.
Gonna add one word.
Fuck you, George.
Checking out the next number, David Robin. Comcast complainer. All right. Looks like that's the route we're going, and that'll be Llama's number still if he still wants it.
So, did you enjoy that video, Carlito? I know I got to go back and like a bunch of them and take out the music and shit in the end, in the front and beginning, which won't be a big problem.
Yeah. Well,
I got all the videos on my computer. I could just slap them into the thing and fucking just edit the shit out.
Yeah, because if you start getting a lot of viewers, they start paying attention to it more, and they're like, "Oh, copyright." It's all automatic. It'll do it automatically.
That Kelly Fry one I did. It fucking CBS and Lionsgate fucking hit that one.
Yeah, yeah. I've had entire shows get muted. Where it's just you just see me doing the show on YouTube, and you can't listen to anything because of one song in it. So, yeah,
that was the only one that's been blocked completely.
Yeah.
But yeah, that fucking calling that Dave at the Honolulu Inn. I'm being unfairly accused yeah. of masturbating. I thought I needed witnesses. I was losing my shit. Just listen to this guy recap what was going on.
That's fine.
He's like, I was not masturbating. Then you fucking just cracking up. Aha!
Who is this?
Oh.
Hi, it's Kristan. I'm not available right now, but...
Well, we weren't looking for Kristan. We were looking for David, who had a Comcast problem. He was a... Yeah.
Did they tweet about it or something?
Yeah, they tweeted about it. We're gonna do the next one, then. Oh, no, that was Kristan. Okay, so I skipped the...
Just praising it. Comes on the radio. So the key is... Put a little bit of white people up in there and you...
All right, this is David instead. But David's a Comcast complainer, yeah. All right, here's someone complaining about... it's a lady named Angie who is complaining about Verizon. She's taking a stand against domestic violence with Verizon. Oh, she's actually cool with Verizon over that. All right, so I guess Verizon is having some anti-domestic violence campaign, and she posted in support of it. I don't know if you want that long.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Blah.
I'm bad karma. I'm going to take a pass on whatever's next.
All right, then. Allison is a Time Warner complainer. There you go. Do you have a number? Yes. No? Yes.
He stayed pimping. Rocky Diamond Ring.
Uncle Joe Grandson. Cockney Rhyming Slang. Steven said, don't get arrested again, Carlito. And George claims you've never been arrested, which is false.
Yeah. that's false. Cockney ramen slang. I do have an array.
Hello, you reached Allison's help. Please leave me a message.
That's right, yeah. About time to wrap up the show anyway. It's 1 o'clock.
No way, man.
It's past 1 o'clock. Yeah, it's past 1 o'clock.
You better stay up till 3 o'clock.
Oh, fuck that.
2 o'clock.
No, I gotta get up early tomorrow and make phone calls. I think she picked up and I'm up. Daniel has a Comcast complaint. Why was his fast forward feature disabled for the entire show and not just commercials? Because that's up to the network that's providing the content, not the fucking company.
I don't know about that. Dish, it's always number one, you have to be, it has to be pre-recorded, or if you rewound at some point, you can then fast forward to catch up, but it's never been disabled for Dish.
No, maybe not, but Comcast, they give that ability, is available to the, that's why there's that big fight between the Hopper and CBS right now, because the Dish with their Hopper thing says they don't want to provide that, and CBS is like, they block fast forwarding on their on demand stuff. And actually, here the answer they got from Comcast is it says disabling the fast forward feature for entire shows is something that is done by the responsible networks, not Comcast.
If you watch something the night before, and this happens on CBS too, so if you do it the night before and you say you go to watch it the next day, you then have the Hopper feature,
yeah,
and where it says, do you want to skip commercials, yes or no, and yes, and it's always available. I don't know what's going on with Comcast, but.
I think the NBC network, NBC on demand stuff does the same thing. Yeah, I don't know.
See, this is an on demand. With Dish, yeah, you can set your locals to automatically record.
Yeah.
And it's their prime time bullshit. And then when you go back to watch it, the Hopper's commercial skipping is automatically in play.
Yeah.
Fuck Comcast.
Yeah, there's still a lot of shit going on. CBS is not very happy about it. It's been a while they've been fighting over it.
CBS?
Yeah. I guess the Comcast-Time Warner merger fell through. Is that true?
I haven't heard. That was always my thing with Time Warner Cable. I'd tell them to fucking deal with it. We're Comcast now. They should expect it.
I heard it fell through. Today I heard it fell through on a weekly wrap-up. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from Comcast. You had a complaint regarding a fast-forward feature, I believe?
Yes, it's actually 1 a.m. where I live right now, so...
Oh, that's all right, but we need to close this ticket out, sir, before Monday, before start of operations Monday, or it affects my stats. That's why I'm calling you back. I have to do that. I mean, if it's okay for you to post it on Twitter this late, it's okay for me to give you a call back to get it fixed. No? Hello? Whatever. Man, I'm in the mood for some watermelon. Yeah, regulators stop the Comcast Time Warner deal. Hello?
They do call it a monopoly again or something.
I think they threatened to before it even got to them, and I think Comcast terminated it. Yeah, they did. He ain't gonna pick up now. On April 24th, Comcast announced they had terminated the agreement. Because of the opposition. Okay.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm calling this number that Llama put in here for a what now? A 2002 Edwing Alaska Custom. What's that, a boat?
I don't know. I don't think he's there.
Llama isn't there. Alright.
It's probably his mom's phone number.
Oh, okay.
Shitter.
Welcome to the voicemail of 90795
Should have heard in conf last night, man. Llama's sister were just shit talking him to no end.
Is that really Llama's sister?
I don't know.
For real?
He claimed it was. I don't know, they both
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, because he's all like, I want to see your tattoo. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. That's gross.
Yeah, you don't want to hear your brother talking about, like, hey, what's up, hoes, and...
My stepsister. Stepsister.
That's gross still.
Oh, that's fine, though. That's cool. You ever see her naked?
Yeah, all the time.
Fuck yeah.
Ew.
He told me he did her once.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, my God. It was an accident.
An accident?
Yeah.
Slipped in?
Yeah, he thought it was his brother.
He was down. I was like, "Oops, sorry." Thought you were Danny. Sorry.
Well, this is confusing. You both feel the same. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Any port in the storm.
Indeed. Amen to that. All right, we got white headphone. What gas lamp pizza? I'm sorry. Have you called them before, Neon?
Yeah, this is like a Swipe Baz number. I was just saying, you know, it'd be kind of fun to check.
Is it in the gas lamp district?
In San Diego, yeah.
They're band show pizza makers.
They get pissed.
Gaza Pizza?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to make an order.
For pickup or delivery?
For pickup.
Sure, what do you want?
Okay, one pizza.
What kind of pizza?
Cooked. Hot pizza. Fresh.
Pizza cooked?
Mm-hmm. Fresh cooked hot pizza.
What is that? What does it come with?
With cheese.
Cheese and what?
Water, flour, oil.
Cheese, water, flour, oil?
Uh-huh. Yeast.
Barbecue sauce, hot sauce too?
No.
No?
No.
Salt and pepper?
I need pizza sauce on it, made with tomatoes.
Like Coke and Sprite? No?
No.
Hot water, cold water.
One banchot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have that.
Okay. So you have a sister there that can make the pizza for me, then I can chode her from behind?
Yeah, I will make whatever. Just come down here, and then I'll make it for you.
Okay, you make your sister do everything I want. Everything I want to her.
Whatever you want. Just come down here.
What about your mother? Will she be there?
My mother? Yeah, she will make it for you.
Okay, and then I'll have your ass at the end.
Yeah, of course, gonna get my ass too.
Okay. Oh, here's a girl. Maybe she'll like her to talk to a girl.
Be honest, I don't like to, but.
You like boys?
Bring it to me.
Neon.
Hi, baby. It. What's up?
Hello.
Hi. Were you waiting for me?
I'll be waiting all the time.
Oh, waiting all night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, do you know how to make a girl purr?
So are you her mom?
No.
No? And then are you her sister?
No.
No.
I'm going to be your fucking mother, bitch. Bend over.
You want to meet send my mother?
Yeah, I'm going to hit you in the ass with your sandal.
You guys just talking. You guys just... like a fake.
Fake?
Yeah.
You want to hit me in the ass with your sandal?
I'll be honest, I've never had a charge before. So I don't want to have any charge anymore.
You don't want to be charged?
No, I said, I don't want to hurt the trash.
It doesn't have to be trashy if it doesn't have to be, baby. You get the silk out. We'll do it right.
It's okay. You guys still want the pizza without water?
Fuck yeah, I want that pizza all over me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. So just come down here, then I'll make it for you.
Oh.
I'll make you...
Hey, I'm gonna come down with her. Can I take a shit right there in your fucking lobby?
Yeah, no problem.
Can you make my banana stand?
I will make to your mom too.
Okay.
Can you come on the phone?
I'll be waiting for you, okay? Bye bye.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait.
Oops. Uh oh.
Yeah, there must be
sexy Sunday over here.
Is that funny? Yeah.
Well, most of the time he flipped. You come down here and I'll fucking show you how to beat your ass. And we called back with their number several times. I'm going to report this number to the police. It's like, did you look at the number, you dumbass? You will be arrested.
All right. white headphones for sale. Neon, you found this one? Cool. Oh, are these your headphones?
Yeah. No, remember that one guy we talked to?
No.
Remember the white headphones guy? And you're just like, you called a couple weeks ago, and you're like...
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Why they gotta be white headphones?
Yeah, so that's the guy I called tonight.
Oh, yeah? Did I say that's that guy?
Yeah.
Why they gotta be
well, white? No, we did. You're just like, oh, fuck it, I can't handle this guy. So me and Dwight finished him off.
Hello? Hey. Hey, buddy. Hello?
Don't be shy.
Are you listening? Me and Neon finished him off. You want to be finished?
A little bit. Oh.
Some of that.
He's there, but not. You must have really done a number on him.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we got this guy and started talking to him, right? So then I called him tonight on my show, and he was jacking off.
What?
Yeah.
Like, seriously? Like, he said he was? Or it sounded like he was?
You could hear it.
No.
You could hear him just abusing himself.
Yeah, he was just banging at it, man. And the only way we got him off was because I said I was 12 years old. And that he was a phone rapist.
I'm calling him back.
Catch it on the show reel and on the podcast.
Cannot be reached at the moment.
Oh, no.
Please leave a...
I deleted it already. Get used grease. It burns the eyes. Okay, these are phone numbers.
I have anything to do with any rap group. Basically, what we did...
Is that it? Now we're done? Now we're out of numbers?
There's a number at the bottom, but Dash requested.
Oh, my God.
He humbly requested.
We've got more numbers if you want them.
Damn it, I just got here.
Baz! Oh. I'll do. If you guys get me good numbers, I'll keep doing them. That's
okay. Okay, I have two Craigslist first.
Can we talk to the band show?
Yeah. You want me to call the band show?
I'll work
back
on that. I'll get one for you.
Oh, okay. I called the Gas Lamp Pizza.
Oh, are they band showed or are they?
They're band showed.
He seemed to be a band
showed. Oh, okay.
We've called them before, Baz.
Yeah, I know. I guess I just couldn't remember if they were another type of devil people.
Ooh. Hi, Bass.
All right. Hey, Bass. Welcome, Bass.
Thanks.
So, hi. We got a crazy... So this guy from Dashy, crazy angry, his son flipped out.
Hello,
yeah. I was calling you from... For Paul. Paul, I'm sorry. Paul?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, I'm calling from the missionary office. We have a problem.
A missionary office with a problem?
Yeah, from the World Missionary Office, and there's an urgent problem.
What is it?
Well, to be honest, this is sensitive information for Paul.
Well, that's fine. I am Paul's representative.
No, you're not. You're a woman. You're his wife. And that doesn't count.
Yes, I know that.
That doesn't count. It has to do with his mistress. I can't talk to you about it.
Has to do with his mistress.
Yeah.
My husband has a mistress.
Yes. Now, you know, you insisted. You insisted, right?
Pick up the other one. He has a mistress. Honey,
mistress.
Do you have a mistress? Oh, he says he has two or three of them.
Okay. All right. Well, this is about the recent one.
This is about the most recent one.
He ejaculated inside her without pulling out, I guess.
Oh, he did.
He came inside of her.
Gee. Well, tell you what.
Tell
why
him.
Don't you come on over to my house
and do it
and we'll
to
discuss
you?
It in the bath, and we'll discuss it in the bathtub
no,
and
cream
see
pie.
What happens with me.
I'll do it to you. I'll do it in the... I'll cream pie you.
Your turn, Ben.
Ben.
Motherfucker.
Hey.
Lose this motherfucking number
fuck
right
you.
Now.
Fuck you, Satan.
I'm not fucking kidding around.
Fuck you, devil.
Cream
pie, you.
You call this here again, I will have this phone trace, and I will come and rip your balls through
you
your fucking ass.
You think a tracer can stop us?
Come on.
Listen
on,
up
man.
There, Ruby Ridge. Quiet down.
Yeah, take it easy, buddy.
Asshole.
No. Fuck all you. Do not call here again.
You want to work
okay,
it out?
Okay, Timothy
you
McVeigh.
You
want
to work it out? You want to go
yeah,
to war?
Yeah, where you at, motherfucker? I will be there in 5 minutes.
I'm in Pinellas
where
County.
The fuck are
I'm
you?
In Pinellas County.
Oh, so am I.
You are? All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, where
in
the fuck are you?
Tarpon,
I will find your
I'm
ass.
I'm in Tarpon Springs. You can meet me at the Kmart parking lot, Tarpon Springs.
Tarpon Springs? I'm not going that fucking far.
Well, fuck you then, because you're a pussy, that's why.
Hey, Matt, are you mad because she knows, bro? Are you mad?
Honey, if I was mad, I'd be yelling.
You will be after this call, right? You don't want it on recording?
Yeah, okay, sweetie. Bye.
Sure thing.
Bye. Wow.
Wow. That guy, he has a mistress, dude. Believe me.
Escalated quickly.
She doesn't care. Wow.
She probably doesn't even have, like, half a body or something. She's probably like a...
Half a mouth.
Half a mouth.
Yeah.
I'd rather have two.
You want to call her back from last week, Dwight? Half a mouth woman?
I'm leaving if you do. That was terrible.
Really?
God, yeah,
oh,
I remember
come on.
That.
Really, guys? You're upset.
I was around for that.
I didn't like that one.
Oh, it was funny.
That was freaky.
I liked it. Let's do it.
You know what, though? She kind of, like you know, with all due respect, though, she kind of turned it around, and she was just like, you know, is that why you guys are going to call? Are you guys just going to call because of my disability? Because what else do you want to say?
I felt bad, and I didn't
call
her back.
But it was like, she wasn't afraid. Like, she knew what was up, you know?
She's brave. She's actually very brave.
Yeah. So, she turned it around.
I looked at her Twitter, and she shows, like, she's like, having surgery today, and this is the insert here, and this and that. She's like, fuck it, this happened to me, and let the world fucking see it. I don't care. She's still there.
It's good for
conducting
her.
Business and shit. Yeah, and she complains about when she gets shit service. She's like, fuck you. Dwight was looking. She has a lot of wars with a lot of different places.
Well, I mean, you can only imagine, especially since she still has, which is a good thing. I mean, she has like that brave sensibility about her. So she goes into like a phone call or customer service thing, and people just think she's retarded, so they just cast her to the side.
Well, she's the one.
So that's probably why she feels that way.
She's the one that was given a horse head. It's not our fault. She has to live with that mistake, you know, for the rest of her life. But that's on her.
Wait, what did she do?
She did.
What did she do?
She was blowing a horse. That's how her mouth got messed up like that. The horse, like.
Oh my God!
No, totally making that.
So the horse machine finally got laid, huh?
Mm. Horse, you know,
it's like Mr. Hands Part 2.
I don't know.
That's sick, Baz.
I don't know what that is.
My God.
Okay. Mr. Hands. Okay.
You don't know that, Carlito?
No.
The dude that got... It was
he died.
My state.
He died.
He got mounted by a stallion.
Yeah, I know.
And it perforated
about.
His colon or something, and he died.
He died, but that video is famous. Yeah.
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 That'd be the best way to go.
You? No.
You're gonna go with a smile somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd be smiling.
He had broken
that's,
in, right?
That's sick shit.
He had broken into that barn, right, to do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all the specifics, but I just know.
Oh, we'll go for now. Watch the video. Let me know. Give me your.
It's on Wikipedia.
No, I'm not gonna do that. Cliff. Cliff is a contact we have in Vegas who's selling or getting rid of a red-nosed pit bull. Yeah. All right. Llama, did you want to try it since you got skipped over before?
Yeah, I don't care. I love pit bulls.
All right. I know you do. You have one, don't you? A red nose?
Yeah.
Don't you have a red nose or a
blue nose?
Blue nose.
Yeah.
I wonder what the difference is.
What was this fucking guy's name?
Cliff with one F, and he hung up.
Cliff.
Yeah, Cliff. Like the bars. Which one of? Those bars are nasty.
Hello?
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah,
Cliff,
is?
This is Chris. I'm calling about the red nose pit bull you got for sale.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, man?
Not a whole lot. I'm just looking to get me a new dog, you know? Other one passed away, unfortunately, last week. How many of them pits you got out there, bro?
I just got him.
Oh, shit. Is he neutered?
Yeah, he neutered.
Are the pit bull there, how big a boy is he? How big is he?
He kind of, no shit, he's the one that's like the real thick one, so he kind of, he like.
Gotcha. I'm going to be real honest with you. The reason I'm calling, I actually work for Michael Vick. I'm one of his assistants here on his farm out in Virginia. He's looking to get back into the game, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
You know where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much money are you asking for this big old boy?
Man, I don't think I want to sell him towards that, man. How much for fighting, man.
No, we're not going to fight him. He won't be. He's going to be more of a bait dog. We're going to make sure he's very well taken care of. Hell, I've even, Vic has a fucking assistant that'll go out there and give the damn dog a hand job like twice a week. Like, this motherfucker's crazy. So the dog's going to be like, live like a king, you know. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
How big a dick does he have on him? Does he have a nice set of balls on the back? Or are they sideways? Do they hang down or like easily to get
bit? No, his balls don't say he got neutered.
Oh, he is neutered?
Yeah.
God damn it. Why the fuck didn't you tell me that? Why? Come on, bro. What did you? Why'd you get him neutered for?
It's state law. I had to, man.
You people always do that stuff. Follow the law. I know how that works. All right, I can fucking work with that, I guess. Have his ears been cut off? Because I know you people like to do that also.
What you mean, you people?
You people, the black people, the blacks, the black people, you people. You guys like to cut their ears off and fucking all that bullshit. But it's all right. I don't blame you. You know, it's not your problem. You probably didn't have a father to teach you the proper grooming techniques.
Right.
Still there, brother? All right. How much do you want for this motherfucker? I'll come get him right now.
You got three?
What?
300?
Who the fuck are you talking to? Put her on the phone. Put her on. Put that bitch on the phone. I want to talk to her. She's the one with the dog. Put her on. I'm tired of your ass.
You people. And he was like, what?
People?
Trying to call him back. They now think it was five gangs in this Waco thing.
That shit was crazy. Huh?
Yeah.
I was just reading about that. A little earlier today. It's like some Sons of Anarchy shit.
At the center were the Bandidos and the Cossacks.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
There, Dwight, right. It was it Dwight that was reporting? Yeah. Via Nova. And they are reaching up to about 100 weapons on site. They've confiscated.
Yeah, wow. I was listening in a little earlier... when you're making some calls about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Well, not nice, but, you know.
It is funny nice, you know.
Hey, Neon. What's up?
Go.
All right, here's Phil. Phil is doing what? Let's look at his ad. Free stuff.
Mm.
I don't know what that means.
Give me.
Gives me that. Let me look and see exactly what. Two pairs of black Air Force jump boots. Air hoses. Vintage electric hot plate and warmer. Some smaller wooden wall shells. Box of cups and small bowls and ramekins. Things of this nature. Box of old athletic medals. It sounds like it's like some crazy guy's fucking shit. Yeah, hi. Hello? You got some stuff for free?
I did. It's gone now.
Oh, why'd you get rid of it?
Shit.
Fucking asshole. Huh?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, bitch nuts. I wanted some of that shit. I'm entitled to some of
too.
That shit, motherfucker.
Okay. We're on a conference call.
Yeah.
Hey, get some other shit. Can you go, like, give me some other shit that you have for free?
Yeah,
or get some shit from someone else and then give it to me for free?
I'll see what I can do.
Let me get some of your
shit.
Yeah,
do it now.
Yeah, we want your shit.
We'll stay on the line.
I can't do it now, but probably next month or something.
Fuck you. Uh-huh. We want it now,
what
motherfucker.
What kind of shit?
Okie doke.
Hey, where do you put your food in? Oh, damn.
Sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to break it.
Ha-ha. That was funny.
I jumped the gun.
Blew your load.
Yeah.
You prematurely blew your wad. So to say.
Telephone answer machine 388-2085. Please leave a message.
Telephone answer machine. Great. Okay. We got a Regal Commodore, 86 Regal Commodore for sale, 28 feet. Now that has to be a boat, right? Commodore. 277XL, that's my guess. Here it goes. Yeah, what the fuck is Bitch Nuts, right?
That was funny.
I made that up.
Bitch Nuts.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, buddy, I see you got a Regal Commodore.
Yeah, sure, huh?
Is that motherfucker still seaworthy?
Sure is.
Yeah, when's the last time you took it out in the ocean?
Hadn't been in the ocean.
It's only for freshwater machine?
Yeah, it has been.
That's all it's good for? You can't take it out in the ocean?
I don't have any idea. I mean,
are you afraid of the ocean?
No.
You're not afraid of the ocean, but you just don't do it?
Just hadn't just been a freshwater boat.
Why, damn it?
Why? Yeah, why? Anyway, have you had it since it was built, or did you buy it?
I've had it for about 6 or 7 years.
About how often do you take it out?
Pardon?
How often do you take it out, do you know?
Freshwater? Like once a month.
Like once a month? You do a lot of fucking in it ever? Any fornicating?
Mm.
Yeah. You
know, the intercourse?
Yeah, you... get a life, Carl.
Get a life.
That's sick, man.
Yeah, I know what I said.
You know what's weird? I just looked into some of those videos you were talking about, Carlito, with the music and stuff, the copyright shit.
Yeah.
And you know that Carl Urban video I did with his whole speech in the beginning.
Yeah.
It said the video meant third party copyright. So I'm like, play what's copyrighted. It isn't even the part where he's talking during the intro. It's the video portion after that. I was like, you're kidding me. It's the same video, but it's just cut up different. And so they're saying that. I'm like, well, fuck, I'll just go back. I'll take that out. I'll just put a picture of him in, and fucking we'll be good.
The audio probably not, but the video is probably detectable by the great Google computer.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice.
Alright, that was for another boat, it looks like. Here's a hot rod for sale, or a night rod for sale or trade. 2008 night rod. I guess it's. Fishing rod? I don't know. Well, any idea what a night rod is? Is there a number?
It's a Harley Davidson, I believe.
It's not like a fishing pole.
That was way off.
I'm just guessing. I think it is, though.
Okay.
Night pole?
Hello? Hello? Hello, you have a night rod for sale? Don't hang up. Come on. 2009 hot rod. Night rod.
We got money. We have cash.
Yeah, we have big bucks. Don't do it.
Cash money.
Big American dollars.
Ah! Millionaires.
Fat stacks.
Whoa, Baz. I need a handful of melanin, feeling like the lamb. Shit.
I want to bring the fat stacks in.
Oh, yeah.
So this is for Baz, and this is the last number I'm doing. This is a Bancho restaurant sent by Turbo, or previously allocated by Turbo. Actually, this is Baz's your number, right?
Yeah, he sent it to me, so he researched this.
Bancho time, Baz. On point.
Big month for you.
Yeah, hey, is this the Indian restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened? It rang and rang and rang. I was so excited to get Indian food, and I was worried for a minute that you were closed. Why do you take so long to answer?
Did you call? When you call?
Just now, and it rang like 10 times.
No,
you should pick up within the first two rings. It's good business. It's in the book.
No, we just got like ordering.
I'm sorry, I don't mean... Oh, really? Oh, maybe it's... Yeah. Anyway, we can move past this, all right. I would like to make an order.
Yes, sure.
Big, big order. Big order. Delicious food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have the delicious food, right?
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You have the chicken tikka masala?
Chicken tikka masala, okay.
Yeah, I'd like that hot, Indian hot.
You want a...
Madras.
Do you want a hot?
Madras.
You
yeah,
like
hot.
Mild, hot.
Hot, hot. And hot. Naan bread?
I gotta
hurry here. Yeah, and then do you have any of that banchode?
What?
I'm looking at this pamphlet I got about Indian food. It says banchode.
Just a minute, hold a minute.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up. I'm hungry. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to make an order. I don't know what the problem was. He was cursing at me.
Yeah.
He said the F word.
Who is this?
Yeah, I need to make an order. I already tried to get the chicken tikka masala. And the naan bread, and then the banchode.
Can I say something, you know? Can you come over here and straight talk to us? Yeah, that's good, yeah.
What's going to happen when I come over?
Why do you have an order, you know? Then you come over here and we can talk. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have a fight?
What?
Yeah, we're going to have a fight? Because you're going to come in front of me.
I'm going to feel the fight, you understand?
Yeah, I'm going to... take a shit in your tandoori oven. You insult me.
What?
I'm going to come over. You insult me just now. I try to make order on phone. You make me come in. I'm going to come.
No,
now I'm coming to take a shit in your tandoori oven.
Oh,
now I'm going to shit in your hands. Then you're going to make it into a patty. And then you're going to bake it in your tandoori oven.
Nice talk, okay? Please.
Yeah, it's nice talk. Yeah. Yeah, what do you do?
I do work, man.
What do you do? I'm coming over.
Yeah, you come in here, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, do I come in the back door?
You come in any door. It doesn't matter what back door is not.
In the Indian door, you said? What's the Indian door? Is that like...
No, what's your problem?
What?
What's your problem?
No, I don't have no problem. I just try to make the food order. I'm hungry. I'm an American, damn it. I'm an American.
Brother, I also American, okay?
No, you... Mm-mm. I'm American. Okay. My American blood. American,
brother, okay? Here is all American sitting here, okay?
Yeah, all right, okay, we'll get past that. You have... We can make this right. You have
what?
Sister?
What?
You have sister?
I don't know what you're talking about, okay, brother?
Yeah, your sister or your mother, I will milk her. And I make the paneer.
Gone. That was fun. Save that number, Ben.
God.
That's good. That's a good one for you. That guy was
argued a bit.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. All right.
The best, but...
I'm dipping out. Thank you to Neon, to Dwight, to Llama, to Baz for joining me tonight. Thank you.
Thanks,
awesome.
Man.
Thanks for having us on.
Yay. See you guys. Good night.
Bye.
They gotta get the fuck out of here. They're done. They're out of here on their asses. Right? So yeah, I'm probably gonna shoot to do a day show this week. I know I said that last week. And I didn't do it. But I'll give it another go this week. Do a daytime show. But if not, I'll be here Sunday again. Next week Sunday. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to spread the word. Send your friends to madhouselive.com and prankcallnation.com, where we have a show on just about every night of the week. Dwight, who you heard on the air earlier, will be doing a show Tuesday and Saturday. Neon will be doing a show on Wednesday, maybe Saturdays also. We got a lot of shows here. It's a lot of fucking shows. It's all you need to know, okay? All right, I'm out of here. See you. Peace. Thanks again. Bye.
The polyphonic prayer is here. It's all around you. It's all around you.
You piece of shit.